This is Hugh Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh, my God. Good evening, everybody. Hi there, 7:03 on the old atomic clock on the wall, as Barbara Seville has pointed out.
Hello.
We're running a little tardy. I don't know why, but we are. Hi, everybody. I'm Clayton. This is The Show. We're coming to you from Studio C, as we do each and every week. And it's a full house tonight.
Yes.
We were down one. Kat Carlson had something called life get in the way. But in place of Kat Carlson, the adequately talented, always punctual, and never prepared, Barbara Seville is here.
That's me.
Barbara Seville. Yes. Like also, sitting next to Barbara, unexpected, but he's here. It's Jason Carlton. That's the hand. That's the hand. I don't have a camera shot.
A lot
for
of people
Jason.
Know that hand.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that.
Sneaking in from
call
the passenger
me
side.
For no reason.
Yeah. And then,
right
across from Jason in her Vikings shirt. You are viked out.
Well, we got a big game this week.
And they're still in the hunt?
It's on
very
Thursday,
exciting.
Right?
Not after
Is it on Thursday
Sunday.
Night?
Wait, that's a girl?
Thursday night?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Again,
sometimes.
Is the game on Thursday night? Okay, thank you. Because TV's been beating the shit out of me with that fucking promo commercial. Anyway, that's Marnie Ryer sitting right there in that corner.
Hi.
And Al T. Perkins is right there. Look at him. Look at him. God damn. Almost a matte finish today on the head.
I was going to say, almost. How are we doing for color for Al today?
I don't
know.
I was in the sun for a brief but glorious moment.
It was a beautiful day.
Known only as Camelot.
You were pale as fuck.
Al rode over to the new La Pinata, and we had lunch today on their patio.
Oh, that's open?
It was it's very nice. Very cute.
Oh, I saw you checked in on there on Facebook.
Very good.
We got our traditional Hanukkah dinner.
Hanukkah,
lunch.
Yes. Yes, I see. What?
I feel like I'm not on.
You are on, but somehow, I don't know. What have you done to that?
I don't know.
I feel like you've done something to the microphone that causes it to be the wrong way.
Do you want me to fix it?
No. Well, just pull it down and talk into it.
How's that?
Well, that's
talk
better.
Into this, more this end.
Is this better?
That's
better.
There it
is. There
we
go. There
you
it's
go.
Not the tip.
Over here.
Yeah, you got to go for the shaft.
It's not the tip.
Speaking of Marnie.
Yay.
Oh, there she is. Well, everybody, hi in the chat room. Joe DeGanzik is in there. Annette, Nero, my mom, Mama Di. Oh, look, Missy Al is there. Hello. You're there. You found your way to the chat room. Very good, kids.
The global listeners are here.
Oh, they're all over 12.
Hi.
They're all on. Oh, you know what? I should probably let's do this one. Let's make this.
There's not enough people there to fill a fucking canoe.
Yep. That's they're from all over, so the canoe's got to travel.
Or build one.
Yeah.
Oh, heaven's sakes. Life. Well, anyway, it's show number 240 in the series. It's December 8th, 2015 here in the United States of America, which is where we broadcast from. And from wherever you're listening, thank you very much. By the way, before we get started on much else, and I know it's going to be talked about somewhere. If you've got a story to share about how fucking crazy politics is in your country, please share it with us in the chat room, because we've just gone past the 10 mark on the volume knob. We're like at 12 and 15 now. It's just gone completely batshit crazy.
And not funny anymore.
No.
Oh, it's lost all power to amuse.
It
now it's just
getting sad and sick.
We've but jumped the shark.
Oh, my God. Well, even the sharks have said, nope, we're
the
out.
The sharks are like, we're done.
Yeah.
We're not killing sharks
anymore.
We're humane. We're not doing anything.
Yeah, we're out.
And it's more than a year out. Oh, not more than, just under, I guess.
Just under.
Right. But still, at this point, they need to be honing in on something more specific in that
but
group.
I mean, they're circling the wagons now because Paul Ryan and his new lumber gay or whatever that's called. What's
he's
that
looking
called?
Good.
What
oh
is
God.
It?
He's looking
what's,
good.
What's the lumber
I
sexual?
Hate him,
his
and
new
I
lumber
think he looks good.
The lumber sexual.
The lumber sexual house speaker of the house came
speaker
out today.
Speaker of the bros.
And yeah, that's
a bro.
People's house. And he came out and said that the Donald was off the reservation. Because we haven't offended the natives.
The
in
natives,
a while.
Yeah, we can.
Dick Cheney came out against
and Dick
him today.
Dick Cheney came out against him, and then the Prius.
Oh, really, I didn't hear that.
The Nissan Leaf, or what's his name? Prebius Philbin, the head of the RNC.
Ryan's Priebus.
Yeah, he came out today and condemned him too. Like they're like jokes over. We can never win a national election with this fool. Like
scary times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very much so.
And Ben Carson's still trying to wake up and get
I haven't heard from him in a while, so I thought
he's trying to figure out
if
Donald's right.
if he dropped out.
He's like, I don't know.
It's yeah. He thinks it's Mythbusters.
I had that whole pyramid thing wrong. So yeah. Maybe
I'll know he's right if enough people tell me to right. think that way.
How many people on the poll said he's good?
Oh, I don't know.
P-O-L-L.
Crazy.
Kat's lightened her hair, and she's admitted to her failing eyes. There she is.
It's me, Richard, Barbara Seville. Hi, Annette.
However, Kat Carlson is more manly than Richard, so.
And I still have my cycle.
More body hair.
Exactly.
Still getting my cycle.
Oh, you rode your cycle here.
I rode it.
That's a lot of information.
It left a mean streak. But thank you. Anyway, Marty just got rid of all of hers.
Yeah, she sure did.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if we were going to go there, but okay, we did.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Well,
yeah,
menopause.
Today things changed a little bit.
Oh, didn't
she started pointing down? Was it? Did it happen there?
Nope, sure, her sock fell.
No, they're like a. Oh no, I was just.
No, I'm like. I was going to say, is that a euphemism?
Is that like a medical euphemism? Or her socks fell. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm out.
My God,
socks down.
Going south, socks fell. Right. Got it. All right. There's
yeah.
That.
No. So I have to go back for a little my little roundup tomorrow, but today doesn't seem like things are good. So.
Well, I'm sure they'll be.
we'll see.
Well, if liquor helps, we've got champagne to celebrate your birthday officially.
We have champagne, man. Well, that was going to be part of the. That was going to be part of the whole thing.
The Cat-to-be day.
Cat's birthday. Yeah. My birthday.
Because you couldn't drink for your birthday when I was around, and he couldn't drink for his birthday when I was around. Right. So we got drinking to do.
Now we got some.
I will do it. I brought drunks.
I
drink a lot.
In lieu of the holidays.
More shit done last night.
There may be only one person.
I don't know exactly.
This,
I didn't hear from you after you decided to go home.
But I went home and cleaned. And a lot.
For Mr. McKee.
Sir or ma'am. What is that?
Oh.
Guess what kind?
Is not that pumpkin spice bullshit, is it?
Eggnog.
Oh, I enjoy an eggnog.
What is it?
The moonshine.
Shine on
harvest moon.
I thought perhaps
January.
We could terrify everyone with that.
I don't know if that's the same song.
Is that really like homemade booze?
No, this one's not homemade.
Uh-huh. It's store-bought. Because
but the first time that we ever had moonshine, it was homemade.
And it was a hell of a show.
It about killed us all. Yeah.
And it was under La Boost.
Apple pie moonshine.
And it was delightful. This one hesitated for 2 or 3 minutes and then fell right into the cake.
I was afraid that there was literally like we were gonna die.
Well,
because I've seen those shows.
Including Buddy Early.
You take a sniff of whatever the hell they've made out of the back of a truck and like you know, you die. And that's what I was afraid of. But no, then I thought it was...
You take a group of people that looks like a Republican National Convention and you give them moonshine.
Maybe that's what we need to do. That's the fucking problem.
So just an update. I decided to not bother with that copy-paste thing. It's swearing you off and swear at you all for 15 minutes. And I just went to the websites. So we're all caught up.
Oh, my God. I'm glad you figured that out.
So in case you were wondering where that was coming in. No, okay.
No. Because I figured once we got to your segment, you decide, fuck it, I can't find anything.
I can't find it.
Yeah, that's what normally happens anyway.
Which is what happens.
Yes.
Oh, and Bag and No.
Hi, Bag.
Harrison's here early. Am I looking at it?
You're looking at last week.
Right, it does this all the time. It brings me back to that old show. There we go.
I do not see Bag and No.
Yeah, I'll say no.
Am I confused?
It's a cached page, so you just need to refresh and go in your...
Yeah, but it always comes up. Because
these are brand new, on track, current.
Yeah, no, so
is mine. All right, very, very good. Typically,
I like those, by the way. Like the changes in the studio?
Yeah. Well, not only is it in a different part of the house from when you were here previously, Barbara came into the house not knowing where the fuck to go because Michael
sat and someone's bed. Well, I'm waiting
however,
for my show.
Michael would have been very surprised if you were in bed with him. We're waiting for him.
Kai Kai that way. Well, I was embarrassed because I thought I was just like too drunk to remember where it was.
Did I go in the front door?
Are you in here?
Phaedra? Remember being over here.
I live here and sometimes it happens to me. Yeah. Just letting you know. Typically what we do is we go around the table, find out what everybody's been doing since we last talked to them. And since we haven't talked to Barbara in a while, I'm going to limit you to 30 minutes of talk time.
Don't start with me because I'm not. Okay.
We don't need to catch up on everything you've done in the past 6 months. No.
But go for it.
Do you want me to start?
We usually go this way.
Oh, God, because I really wasn't ready.
But we can start
because I literally got a text, 25 minutes ago that said, what are you doing tonight? And I said, nothing. And they said, come do the show.
Yeah.
And then the time-honored tradition, the show must go on. A showgirl like me, you can't keep her down no matter how hard you try.
Nope.
And they've tried.
Oh, oh yeah. I was at that first meeting.
That clown car is full.
Well, mine's not exciting.
You've worked.
Saw a movie and then worked 6 days.
What did you see?
Spotlight.
Oh, my God. I loved it.
I did, too. We're going to talk about it in the entertainment section. It was very good. And then I got bullied into working. They called me like 18 times in the course of 12 hours. And finally, I'm like, just get off my fucking phone. I'll show
you. It's a big time of year for the restaurant business.
It is. It is. And it's like TV movie of the week recipes. I don't even know what the fuck these people are doing. And then I was off yesterday, and I was all set to come and join you for your inaugural drinking. And
you're drinking, Fig?
I felt face down into the couch.
Just once.
That's back on, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we don't need to beat that horse either. We can just move right along from that. Thank you very much, Barbara.
You can just watch her do it. No need to talk about it.
Yeah. Marnie, what you been up to?
Marina Curry.
Because I'm assuming Al's done. If we're back to talking about me from Barbara, he's done. You're next.
I'm excited about that.
It's right here. Shut up.
Good. So, a good week. Just kind of had the Christmas party at work, and I always put it on every year, so it's a kind of a big deal. I get to spend other people's money, and I like that a lot.
I like that.
Was it a Christmas party?
Mm-hmm. Christmas party for work, and we have about 150 people that go.
Wow.
And so there were like so many small children though, and I don't know what to do with that because
take
I talked
the
to
batteries
a 3-year-old, like I talked to a 35-year-old. I have no idea. I'm like, what do you think about the Donald Trump? You know what? So they look at me kind of funny, like, well, so do the 35-year-old, so it doesn't matter. But we had a great time.
I see what you did there.
You like that? Mm-hmm. But we had a fabulous time. The weather was spectacular. I love when I get to wear a shirt. The t-shirt.
We do too.
No,
we
just
I mean,
let
we
let
appreciate
let's stop there. Too. Let's stop there.
A grateful when, world rejoices.
Oh, come ye faithful. But it has like the scarf, you know, like so it looks like you're wearing a scarf, those silly little holiday kind of shirts, mm-hmm. whatever.
We call it lesbian business casual.
It's just actually. Yeah.
It's very Rachel
that
Maddow.
That was actually a dress up. But I love that because I live in a state where it was 70-some degrees, and I'm able to pretend to have a scarf on in this t-shirt. Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah, because today if you would put a scarf on me in the afternoon, I would have shot you.
Oh, I would have killed you.
It was a bit warmly,
it
but
was.
Lovely. Lovely, lovely Tepid. Day.
But yeah, so we had a great time, and now I'm just gearing up because Thursday my best friend gets here from Minnesota.
Lisa's comes
in.
Seidel's coming?
Yeah, her and her sister, Julie, and there's a wedding on... Well, obviously the Vikes game.
Clearly. Mm. Yeah, against who?
Cardinals.
The wedding party.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that'll be good. Mm. I didn't think of you.
Yeah, not after last Sunday's
I'll
game.
I'll be at the restaurant.
Might not be good.
But
Friday we have a wedding. There's a wedding that is coming into town, and I'm performing the ceremony. So it'll be that'll be lovely. It's a little Viking ceremony.
Yeah.
And aside from that?
It's a football-themed wedding.
I'm going to say kind of, which is very interesting because I don't know these two people. They're from Minnesota. They're very good friends with my best friend, Lisa Seidel, her younger sister. And they're coming here. It's not a destination wedding. I think it's just
well, if they're coming here. It is.
No, but they're coming here, and it just kind of worked out. And they said, well, we want to get married, so why don't we just do that?
There's a few people here. They're not forcing the whole caravan to come
with them. People were going to be coming, and so they're huge Vikings fans. They travel all over and go see the games.
Is it a lesbian wedding? It sounds like a lesbian wedding.
No,
it's not.
Not for Minnesota.
No, not for Minnesota. No.
Arizona lesbian equals Minnesota heterosexual.
Actually, it's kind of neat.
Okay, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Is there a chart?
Yeah. Well, I think you'll have it behind you.
Show me on the doll.
Show me on the Minnesotan.
Of Kat Carlson for president. Toy, she would have drawn a graph of that already.
I'm learning the green screen.
She sure would have. Laura's in the house.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
What season is it?
She's all excited about brownies.
Oh, she sure. Well, of course she is.
I know.
Who wouldn't
real
be?
Ones.
I had some good ones at work tonight. Not the real good kind.
Oh, the real good kind.
Yeah, she's all about the real good kind.
This kind had peppermint in it, and I was okay with that.
Oh, a peppermint brownie.
Yeah, they were Christmas.
Well, she likes things with a pea in it too, but it's not peppermint. Anyway, so yeah, it's just I'm excited. I'm so excited to see Lisa, and just like I need that.
Okay. Party like it's 1999.
I
were younger
even
then.
We party like it's 2015. Just so to sit there with my best friend and you know just have that time is I'm very excited about that. So.
I had to explain that song lyric to someone who's older, to someone like in the post-apocalypse now, because they took it, they didn't know the song. So when I said Party Like It's 1999, they're like, oh, like Party Like You Were Younger. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
No, but I see your confusion.
I can see where you went there.
And did you permit it?
But you know what I mean? As you do the math with them, like,
let me check with the judges on this.
Yeah, I was like,
I'll allow it.
They were mostly unaware of Prince.
Oh.
They had a vague.
Oh, because he's the sign for some of their childhood. I'm
yeah,
sure.
they had a vague recollection, but it wasn't the song that I thought they would. It wasn't 1999 that they knew him from.
Little Red Corvette.
No, it was Purple Rain. It was Purple Rain.
When Doves
it was like,
Cry. Like, I'll keep going.
No, it was Purple Rain, but it was just a weird thing when you like now that you meet these people and like we're so far away from
you guys are.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Wow.
No, but as
how about that?
Like,
Jason is younger.
Yeah, part of this conversation.
The only one
was
in the room.
Currently, it's the same distance from or same length of time from now till 2050 as it is from now to 1980.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Like, and right that in the was middle. That's
yeah. Am I the only one born in the 70s at the table right now?
I am.
Shut up! No, you're not.
Yeah,
I am.
I think so.
70. Yeah, he was born.
Oh, you're at the beginning.
But
I'm at the end.
I don't really count. I say I don't really count because I'm in the last 3 months of 69.
Well, like, Matt, you were still really a 60s child.
Technically,
like,
yeah.
I'm like 37 days or something.
Yeah, but still, we're the very tail end of a decade that was wrought with havoc, war, and pot. And maybe some LSD.
And the best the music. Same things going on today.
It's been dryer sheeted.
It does
same things
that way.
Going
you're
on
welcome.
Today.
Yeah.
Wrought with havoc and war and pot.
Yeah.
You know.
Just very funny. And Amina, we are talking about Tainted. Saintly or Tainted? That's funny. I've never heard it referred to as that.
Could be Saintly.
But Mama needs some.
May I have the opener and a pen?
I think you might.
I will.
Jason, what's going on with you?
What you been up to? What you doing?
Just a lot of work, which is a good thing. So just busy with work. And it's been pleasant to be that busy.
Oh, very good. So, very good.
I mean, nothing new and exciting, really.
You don't really have a point of reference for this because you've been there, what, 4 weeks?
5 weeks.
Now. So you don't have a season cycle to have gone through with everything to know, is it normal what you're doing, like your busyness?
No, they said that we're busier than what summertime, which is kind of dismal here. But they said we really haven't gotten into our busiest season.
It hasn't snowed. Like Buffalo has just set a record for the longest they've ever gone without snow since 115 years or something crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. It hasn't snowed.
Where I work, still no accumulated snowfall.
So driven by events going on in downtown, and you know we do have the Suns playing right now, and now it's holiday party time. So all the businesses are having their holiday parties with us. It's been fun, but it's a lot of work, but I'm enjoying it. I did the one fun thing that I will bring up is I got and Clayton, you already know this. Somebody sent me a ham.
This is a true story,
and
ladies
so,
and gentlemen.
This is fantastic.
Why are you asking Clayton just because it's pork?
Well, hey,
it's he likes
because
chorizo.
I brought him some.
He likes chorizo.
So
it's different.
Or the week after Thanksgiving, I was cleaning out stuff in my backyard, and I never go through my gate that goes to my carport. But this day I did to go to the trash. And I notice a box sitting behind one of my cars that's parked in the driveway that I haven't been using. And I look at it, and it says, perishable, please refrigerate. From Honey Baked Hams. So I go and look at the delivery date, which was 5 days prior.
Oh.
I said, well, shit.
This isn't good.
I really like ham, too. And so I called the customer service number the next day because I found it on a Sunday. I called them Monday and they're like, oh, we apologize. UPS should have let you know that it was delivered. I'm like, well, no, I didn't get a notice of delivery. They're like, no worries. Just throw that one away. We'll send you a new one. So I get the new one, and I call them back, and I say, well, who sent this ham to me? They're like, well, they wanted to remain anonymous.
The anonymous ham
So
sender.
I got an anonymous ham, and I looked it up online.
That's the most random thing in the fucking world.
I looked it up online, $70 for this ham. And I'm like,
and it's
I've
good.
Gotten flowers and chocolates.
Yeah, they're so good, yeah.
But not a ham honey a honey-baked spiral-cut ham.
Somebody's mad about those skinny jeans.
They are.
Eat up, son.
Al, did you send it to me?
Nope.
And so it has to
He's
be somebody
spend 70
that knows.
Bucks on
not
you.
A ham.
Yeah, I'm on wine, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
See, I'll get you right drunk. There. I'm not feeding you.
But what I don't understand is who sends it anonymously? And it has to be somebody that at least knows they know my first and last name, my phone number, and my address. Like, not many people know my address.
It's a weird stalker.
Very weird.
So, and
was there a turn
address 1,000 feet away? Because it could have come from Grindr.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, I don't give my address out on Grindr.
Plus or minus 2 feet. You don't give your address away on Grindr. No, you text that to them.
No.
I don't send them. I only do out calls.
It's me. Oh, yes, it's me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually made the screenshot. You can just see Jason in the very edge of that shot. And you can tell by that shot, we're broadcasting tonight from our space station. Out the window, you can see them.
Oh, yes.
In the background.
So other than my ham and just working a lot, gravity. Everything's been good. Yeah, it was good to be able to go to happy hour with Mr. McKee over there yesterday.
Yes.
Where'd you guys go to happy hour? Oh, the Stacey's at Melrose.
Yeah. Nice.
I haven't been there in a minute.
Got there.
I am enjoying, may I just, Anant coming across the Chili Cook-Off, 2004 Chili Cook-Off. He said he just came across that. What the fuck is that?
How old in the old shows are you digging to find that one?
Oh, that still comes up every now and then.
No, I know you do, but I mean, I think it's with less frequency now than you used to say.
I've gotten better.
Well, okay, right. You found other events that you can mock.
I have, exactly. Yeah. I'm not mocking that one. It was just, that was...
Oh,
hey, that's not a sweater that Clayton's wearing. He just took off his shirt, Amina. I just came from work and I bartended a holiday party and had to wear my black and whites today. So I wanted him to have on dress pants because I wanted to. She just wanted to see if I wasn't wearing any panties.
I feel like Barbara's like putting things in the spank bank while we're all watching.
I know.
I'm a little
Barbara's
worried.
Gonna go home and be like, Jason looked good tonight in his dress clothes.
Have you not,
dear diary?
Have you not been around Barbara? Her entire existence is to make others uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's not true.
Really?
No. My entire existence is to get people drunk.
Sometimes. And you're successful. You both are successful.
Both of them are very successful.
I love when dreams come true. Barbara's, we're still working on the Carlton.
I know today whenever I got up, I thought of the fact that we have decided that we should be making French Grocery as the daytime pre-show production meeting.
We were just across the street.
Yep. So
I gave them a friendly wave.
You waved.
Still haven't asked out the cutie.
So now I've determined I do need to make sure, because Tuesdays I don't typically work. So I need to make sure I preface that with my boss and be like, you don't really need to schedule me on Tuesdays.
All right. Well, now I've eyeballed the pinata and we can go back to the French Grocery and get her done.
Okay.
What does that mean?
The French Grocery at 7th Avenue in Missouri. Oh. It's a charming little bistro.
Previous episodes of this
I thought it was code for something. Like,
no.
Like no.
Sock dropping.
Yeah. it's code for French Grocery.
The food is lovely. The wine is lovely. The dessert bar.
There's a homosexual that flips his hair back and forth like he's Willow.
That Willow Smith. Just makes my pussy talk, or however you say that in French.
Makes my
pussy and speak out. I have no idea. Just
parlez-vous.
Get you, get you. Yeah.
So, Babs, what have you been up to in the last week?
I loved The Wiz. That was like a high point for me. I really enjoyed that.
I haven't watched the show. I assume you were there.
Yeah,
I know you were there. I saw pictures.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. It's such a nice event, the Red Brunch fundraiser for AIDS or for Aunt Rita's Foundation. It was lovely. It's nice to see everybody dressed up and in the holiday spirit.
For those outside of the area, Aunt Rita's Foundation is sort of an umbrella. The group over several other of the AIDS charities. AIDS Walk.
17.
Well, there's an updated information right there. It used to be, seemed like there was 12, and we got five more somewhere.
We've been 17 for several years.
17 okay. What?
Agencies.
That gives funding to and so forth. And one of the big things that, and I know you've heard us talk about on the show before, one of the things that we do every year that Barbara Seville and her wonderful 100 does, she organizes a walking group, which is the wonderful 100. It's 100 people raising $100. That's really the basis of the entire thing. But this year, what was the total just for our team?
Like $25,600, something like that.
25. Very good.
Really kind
very
of crazy.
Good. Awesome.
Very, very good. So,
and we do push it the whole, we push this all fall for you, and we put links to everyone's pages
nice.
In yes. here.
Trying to get on
100
board.
100 people raising $100, isn't that the original dream?
Yeah.
More
$10,000.
And how many people this year actually signed up? It was more than 100.
Yeah, we had over 100. It was like 116, including dogs.
Okay.
It's been over 100 for a few years, hasn't it?
We never get 100 people to walk, though. People just sleep through. Can you imagine doing something like that, Al?
Al, have you ever heard of that?
The cure? Hey, I saw that box. When I saw that check on the breast cancer, I think it's a breast cancer or the heart walk. It said sleep in for the cure, and I'm like, done and done.
Joe said that Red Brunch was fantastic, and Donna, I I don't know, Joe. I didn't love it as much as you did, but it was good to see you. I tried to get your attention, but you were a schmoozing with the upper crust.
I do enjoy Donna Rossi. I just met her for the first time.
She's a lesbian.
Yes, I know that. I had never, as long as I've been in the Valley, I may have seen her on the news here and there, but didn't realize who she was. I met her there. Again, backstage, I'm announcing her. I don't know who she is. I'm like, well, she's a well-put-together woman. And then she gets on stage, like, well, she's a very good speaker. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying this. And then she drops the bomb that she's with KPHO CBS 5, and she's been an investigative reporter and an anchor and all these years. And I'm like,
she's better at being an investigative reporter than you are.
Well, I wasn't trying to investigate. I just,
she's so nice, too.
Was surprised.
She does her own hair, too. I asked her that. Which was surprising to me.
Were you looking for pointers? Because really,
no.
That's there is no such thing as natural beauty.
No, I was surprised because like her hair is done. It's very done, and she. Oh my God, I'm between right now. So don't show me dirty pictures.
You're between what?
Things.
No. This show is
buns.
I'm glad I have it age restricted on YouTube so that nothing gets out there. So you've got to be of a certain age.
Do you know what? I will say to Joe's credit. She actually told some Charlie Sheen HIV jokes. And when it came on, like when, because they set up the brunch this year with sort of, the theme was Red Brunch Live. So it was set up like a talk show. And so it was a little, kind of like the first part of this show.
or all of this show, really.
It doesn't get better.
And so she came out and she did this monologue. And she actually nailed a couple of funny yet appropriate Charlie Sheen status jokes. Okay. It was uncomfortable for a second, though.
It's all good comedy should be.
Yeah, I mean, you should make HIV jokes at the HIV charity brunch.
Well, I mean, you can't laugh at yourself.
No, it was really more about him being a horrible actor and kind of a bad person.
Right. There's a way to attack that animal and stay within the lane. Yeah.
It was funny. It was cute.
But Leslie Jones, I got her name right without anybody Googling it, so I want credit for the Benedict Cumberbatch of this of her.
That's true.
Well, you got that one right too.
I know.
Who's Leslie Jones?
Al's on her own right. SNL. She must not be that drunk.
Black comedian on SNL.
That's so funny.
That just stays on the edge of. I'm really uncomfortable, and I'm not sure if I should be laughing. Home alone, and no one's recording me laughing at her.
Do you watch David Tatera's celebrations? He does. David Tatera's a wedding party planner, and he's kind of a celebrity planning.
Yeah, he's like a reality person.
And he has a reality show, and one of his shows recently was he was planning the wedding of his gay, and he's gay, but he has a gay assistant / driver.
He's a wedding planner. What else is he going to be?
and this guy, his assistant / driver, is best friends with Leslie Jones. Mm. And so they get her to come and do a speech / monologue stand-up kind of routine at the wedding. And during the planning process, he's like, listen, it's still a wedding, so let's try to tone it down and not take it
too
far.
Then don't ask her.
And she's like, I'll try, but he's my friend, and I think I'm going to have to say some things that are not appropriate. And they're like, well, let's try to keep it to a minimum at least. And they're like, and then his name is Montre, and he's like, she's on at Saturday Night Live, it's a live show. He goes, it's got a 7-second delay, so they can beep her out if they need to.
So, you know, sometimes in New York they don't use
not
the
delayed
they
the show not delayed,
not delayed. No. Sometimes so in, as we learned from the show that got completely edited, thank God, because of all the shitty things, the Dim All the Light show still has never been heard. Thank Christ. Sometimes in New York they don't use the 7-second delay. There's, if I'm not mistaken,
like in New York it is live.
In New York it is live, and if I'm not mistaken, there's a couple hosts that won't do it with a delay.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Because the girl, whatever her name is, she dropped the F-bomb a couple years ago on her first episode. She was just so freaking fantastic, and she's supposed to keep saying it, and then she said fucking, and it broadcast live on the air, so they're not always on a delay.
Oh, okay.
Whoopi Goldberg always is, though.
Oh, okay.
She does a 7-second delay because she won't pay the FCC.
I don't want it, because it's like a $100,000 fine.
Yeah. Oh, it's a big amount of cash. Clayton McKee, I'm going to walk out while you tell us what you did.
Like the listeners and viewers.
Wake the kids, phone the neighbors. It's what do you get now?
Vodka water? Sprite?
Yes, please.
Oh, Al's become bartender for the show.
Well,
very good.
I'm done for the day.
Right? Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. You get home, you have your own little bartender. Well, you're not even home, really. No. But
close.
What the hell has been going on this crazy, wacky week?
It's been a weird week, huh?
Well, I always think that I don't do anything exciting, and though my days are full of all kinds of crap. This is kind of a downer, but I will share it with you because it's interesting. I've already talked to Mom about this. Remember I told you that I had jumped on board the Ancestry.com train?
Yeah.
And I was doing all of that and, you know, this person was married to this person, this is your father, these are your siblings. And I figured out, like, I've gone back to my mom's father's side of the family, back into the early 1700s, coming from Germany, Sweden, Switzerland, excuse me, and then from France. And then they moved over here in the early mid-1800s. But anyway, going through all of that, it was a very odd thing that happened to me this week. When you find out things, like, if it's somebody who's older, like in the 1700s, that you know is dead and gone, and, you know, what their occupation was or whatever, that's all well and good. You expect to find those things out, right?
Sure.
Didn't expect to find out that somebody that was in our life recently passed away 2 years ago and nobody knew about it.
Oh, wow.
Crazy. It was just really weird to find that out. And it's like...
When was the last time that person was in your life?
2 years ago.
No, he died 2 years ago.
No.
Oh, I see.
That was funny. Okay. But thank you. Gosh. It's probably been 7-8 years since I had... talk to this person, and there was no animosity between anybody. It's just they lived in Arkansas.
And everybody was surprised by this.
Well, I don't know who all else knows at this point, but it was. But my aunt, who had kept in contact with him often, apparently not for a couple of years, was surprised to find out as well. Because we were like, I had to call Mom and notify, and it was a weird, really weird feeling because it was like. Again, if you know people are gone, I did not expect to have to update my mom on somebody who had passed away that we didn't know about. It was very odd.
Sure.
But anyway, that was a very huge surprise from this week.
And a younger person?
Youngish? Mid-60s.
Yeah.
Mid-60s.
Also younger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we knew there were health problems at some point, but we thought everything was fine at this point, yada, yada, yada. But anyway, so that was just an oddity. Also found out that a couple people in my life, older than they ever portrayed themselves to be. And I'm like, ha-ha! Oh. Documents don't lie. I find out when you were really born, you bitch.
Big ups to your mom. Hello, Diane.
Can't hide from all of it.
I know when Mom was born. She's not ashamed of that.
I love that a friend of mine recently was like, we were talking about age, and he's like, I have to tell you, Isaac, I have no... He's like, I know you say it. He's like, but I don't know how old you are. He's like, I know there's an age difference, but I've lost track of it. And I'm like, not going to remind you. We'll just go with, you don't know, and I can't help you.
Still alive.
Yeah.
That's good. Very nice.
But I have to do that at family gatherings now. Like, I need the dead or alive update, because I'm so afraid I'm going to ask somebody about their...
And you don't mean the 80s.
Spin me around, spin me around.
You spun me right round, baby. Right round. But I always have to, like, get someone... I always have to have, like, a docent walk through family parties with me and be like, all right, is there husband or wife, dead or alive?
Yep.
Children, all alive? Can I ask about children? Like, what's... And I have to have, like, I'd have to be like Julia Louis-Dreyfus on Veep and have somebody behind me. All children are alive. How are your children? You know what I mean? Because I honestly don't remember anymore who's alive or dead in my family. So I'm always, like, just nodding and smiling, like, oh my God, if I go any deeper with this, I'm going to talk about someone that died, like, 20 years ago, and I just don't remember anymore.
My poor cousins have been popping out so many babies. I show up at family functions, and I don't know who anybody is.
Oh, no, you have to give that up right away. My first cousins are Catholic, and they breed like Catholics. Yeah, so like, I'm like...
Who the fuck are all these kids?
And they'll be like... And to me, like, my cousins, what would they be? They're like my second cousins. I wouldn't be their uncle. They're 6 and 7. I just forget how long ago those Christmases were. They're like 40 now, and their kids are 20.
Yeah, you lock them into a certain age.
So I'm like, how do they have children? And is there a bug on me? I don't know.
How's the meth going?
Oh, I didn't shave.
Al has a mustache. When I saw that,
what? How do you see that?
And that's paying all kinds of attention.
Oh, I do kind of.
He's got high def.
I do kind of. No.
It's so funny.
He's watching it on some 80-inch screen TV, and he's sitting 4 inches from it.
Now, and Al watches from work, and he usually doesn't have a screen. He only just listens.
That's not a
He's in India. He's at his day job in India.
That's not a better picture of Al right here. So.
Right? Yes.
Okay.
What?
Clayton took away my list.
Yeah, you are.
Hey, at least this week you and I aren't wearing matching outfits sitting next to each other.
Point. I saw that. That was fantastic. Because
we do look like twins.
Yes. It was very
my
funny.
My mini-me. I always say that.
Yeah, you absolutely did.
All right, so since he'd left, I guess we have to do thoughts on what? Something.
Oh, we
something.
Got no dead air.
Let's just
no
talk about air. The Wiz. Oh. Let's just get it over
well,
with.
I didn't seriously. Get to see it. I wished I would have.
All right. So, oh, there's my list. All right. He's back. All right. The Wiz will come up later, and we will talk on and on ad nauseum. That's why I needed the barber here. Because no. I didn't want this one giving me dead stares while I talked about the Wiz, so I needed
I needed
someone to play. Well, good because you didn't update me.
I forgot to set my DVR.
I ordered it on Blu-ray. It'll be here the 21st.
We're showing it again next week.
And they should show it every fucking day of the week.
Yeah, they're showing it again.
If that's not a spoiler alert for what's coming in my review.
Is it going to be on demand?
Yes, it is on demand.
Okay,
they made sure of it.
Okay, kids, on that note, we will
we're
take...
We're like 8 minutes behind with an extra human.
Oh, we're doing fine. We're good. We'll be done at 10:30.
I gave Barbara a real bottle of wine, so I'm like, stay off my ringtone. I found this. I found ringtone from Tally Vineyards in California. I almost stroked myself in Total Wine yesterday.
Thank you for
you probably
not.
Did.
Or did you almost have a...
Probably.
Maybe.
Have a stroke
you,
in Total Wine.
You hit around
wine.
The corner.
Like all right, kids.
Well, I'm sorry that's all that was available. The drive-thru...
No, I think he's
going to
enjoy it.
You know.
I feel that the
it's $8. She'll be fine.
Yeah.
No, it's delicious.
I didn't say it wasn't.
There's
I'm just
a delivery
saying.
Fee, though. And yeah. a service fee. And
you're taking
an
care of it
yeah.
now.
And a handy check.
Yeah.
All right, we're coming back.
The handy check's just the tip.
We're coming back to the headlines right after this. It's Q-Talk America.
It's Q-Talk.
You're listening to Q-Talk America.
If you think it sucked so far, just wait till after this 30-second dance break.
Is the Q-Talk America Radio Network.
Alrighty, kids, here we go. Some headlines coming at you on this, a Tuesday night in Studio C.
Yes.
Woo, get ready. Here we go.
Headline.
Oh, some hilarious Christmas photos.
Do you know your Bible?
A new edible college course.
Fly him to the moon.
Hide and seek. Oh, you lose.
Nevada politician is a cunt.
Winnebago, get you some ass.
Kim Davis, really?
And is that Budweiser? These and more things coming up right now on Q-Talk America. We're gluten-free, by the way.
Oh.
For now.
Katie June will be happy.
What?
I don't know the login.
Oh, Christ.
Could you tell our listeners?
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. Give me your fucking phone.
They're halfway across the world. Together,
we have really good Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Well, how to make... I don't know what happened there. What happened?
So, is Nero really in the room, or is that from part of my past?
No, that's, past.
I feel like we haven't heard from Nero.
Nero
was Nero.
There.
Okay. Is he there?
Well, good morning, Nero, too.
Yes, she's there.
I don't know. Stand by.
I have my list. I can...
You've got your fucking list now.
You don't know how often I need this.
Yes, I do, because you go every week. You talk about it. I don't know when. How
Laura's
I know
still
it's...
getting basement wetted over brownies.
There.
So
I think you're good. I think you're a viable connection. Well, I brought this first story that we have. I thought would be a little comedic, and I was hoping Kat would be, or maybe she's listening from abroad. I'm not sure. Christmas is the time of year with many traditions, and most families have very particular traditions they like to revisit each year. However, ridiculous or fun as they may be. For example, most parents would probably want to wait with their kids to take their turn visiting Santa in the mall. Like, for example, this year there was a dad who took an adorable photo of his baby child sleeping on Santa this year. Both of them were sleeping. Other families, like the Bergerons, prefer to take annual Christmas photos in which they pose in the silliest and most bizarre costumes. Parents Mike and Laura Bergeron have posted 12 years worth of awesome photos for all of us to see. Many of their characters take us back two or three decades, and some even emulate famous works of art, celebrities, and other popular musicians. So I'm going to show you some of their Christmas cards. Let's see if this...
Let's go to tape.
Oh, this is one that they did, and that is good. They did a role reversal and did cross-dressing. She's dressed as a man. He's dressed in drag in the photo. And then they've got their children dressed up too, which was pretty.
That's fantastic.
Pretty fun.
That is fantastic.
This is one they did where I don't recall what the name of this one was, but they're all dressed very emo-ish, like with the dark hair. So on this is the Unibrow Christmas. Were they all?
That's fantastic.
They did that one. And by the way, these are all done.
Oh, and I love that she's done as Mrs. Lovett. She's selling some meat pies down there in the bottom.
Where's the other baby? Wasn't there a second?
Yeah, but
kid?
I think if you do the math, the other one's in the oven still.
Well, right. These are not in sequence.
You might notice the time regression.
This is one where again the comb over here.
Oh my God!
The nice look. Oh,
that is velour, fantastic.
These are all done in a JCPenney photo booth.
She looks like Jerry
in a mall.
I think that's these fantastic. People could bring back. JCPenney.
The next one.
I've already forgotten what it's called.
Yeah.
This next one, that's they were afraid to actually walk through the mall to get the pictures done based on how they were dressed because they thought people would actually think they were in a gang. Nobody talked to them or looked them in the eye at all as they dressed up for the Feliz Navidad.
And this is clearly pre-pictures.
2009.
And his name is Spider.
They also
Spider y Lupita.
They also did this one. It's called Merry Christmas, and Christmas is spelled with a K for the Hare Krishnas.
Okay, we need them on the show.
They should probably get there. Mike and Laura did this one where they were in ornaments.
All right, all right, everybody, man your texts.
Again, another one where they are the older couple from, I guess, would that be the 80s, 70s? I'm not sure exactly. When this was. This is one of my favorites where it shows his hair plugs and she's got those rose-colored prescription glasses. I love that. This one cracks me up. But the best one of all...
He looks like Joe Biden.
The best one of
kind
all...
Kind of, yeah. That's a good call.
The best one of all, I think, was their one from the... From 2012, which was the 80s, where they flash back and even had the kids dressed up in little leotards and all doing.
That's funny.
That one cracked me up. That's that was so funny.
Terrifying.
So funny. But I thought because you often do Christmas card photos with your animals really and all of that.
And challenge extended.
Yeah.
Challenge extended, actually.
You do fun ones like this?
Well, not like that, but I think things could change.
Yeah? Like, what do you think is funny?
Thought the same thing.
And by the way, I
haven't even seen it, and I thought it was like,
and by the way, big ups on the new technical advances in this show. When you went to tape, I said, WTF?
Oh, there's more coming, so just
why
stand
the face?
By.
Why?
I mean, your head is in downtown Phoenix. What do you think?
Yeah, your head is in a night shot.
Too, yeah. Isn't look that at nice? That. I feel like we're...
Wait to all your favorite dirty bookstores.
I feel like we're on Kinder Care's clothes.
Oh, my God. Okay. Continue on, Marnie Ryan.
One more props to those people.
Very good.
Yeah.
I like people that make Christmas better.
I should post the link online. They actually posted all their
your bell's right there, sweetie. You don't have to slap the table. You took a full-size bus all the way here.
I don't care if you lick windows or what you do. You're special.
I don't care if you count the post office boxes on the way here.
Clayton, I thought you were going to share the thing that I posted on Facebook yesterday about this guy. He took he hired a fake family. For his Christmas card, did you see it?
That was beautiful.
No, I did not see
just
that one.
Just to confuse his family, he hired a fake family to pose with. Oh.
I did see that. I did.
And his kids' names were a Blade and Thor.
You know what? If you're going to annoy me with a chain
fucking
letter,
Christmas
or what's that letter called that they send out, that white people send out at Christmas?
Oh, a holiday.
A newsletter.
A newsletter. Right. Make some shit up. You know what I mean? Barney got a scorching case of herpes.
I loved it.
Oh, Todd is with us.
Yes, okay. Todd. I've rectified the lighting problem for they can't leave the lights on because I've unscrewed all of the bulbs.
Why is Todd all caps? Why? What is that?
He's
about?
Yelling at us.
Yeah, Todd! It's Todd!
It's like Jim!
Yeah. I got these people trained. I don't even have to contribute.
God.
No, not anymore.
We're still in the headline section.
That seriously was Pavlovian.
Marty Ryer.
I like you both. Well.
Marty, keep us laughing.
You can stay.
Well, kind of.
How well do y'all know your Bible? I kind of felt that would be the answer.
I know where it is at all times.
Maybe.
I enjoyed, remember this summer, then that story broke that Costco got in trouble because they had the Bible in the fiction section.
Oh.
And the Christians went crazy.
It's justified.
Yeah. I mean, it is.
It's justified to you now.
Anyway, so I didn't mean to interrupt, but I found that funny because I remember that story of...
Show me proof. Give me proof.
Yes.
Yeah.
Doubting Thomas.
Just, I want you to put lions and zebras on a boat and sail away. When
somebody
you
tell me what route the penguins walk from Antarctica to the Ark.
I got
to
believe, my pool, man. Turn to wine, and then I'll believe it.
Hey, the Earth is only 6,000 years old.
No.
And flat.
Yep. Well, right. There were a couple of gentlemen Dutch YouTubers.
Oh, the Dutch YouTubers. It's one of my favorite bands.
They carried out a social experiment, and it was fantastic. They pointed out there were some recent terrorist events.
I read this.
The religion of Islam has been under scrutiny because of these things. And so Muslims have been accused of following a religion that has no place in our Western culture. Mm-hmm. Over the weekend, for example. did you want that? Okay. Over the weekend, there was a hashtag, and I know that I'm going to say this incorrectly. Hashtag, you ain't no Muslim.
Bruh.
It's B-R-U-V. That didn't make any sense to me.
If it Jewish. Just been,
it's Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. Bruh. It trended in the UK after there was footage of a stabbing incident in East London that went viral. It made these YouTubers wonder, what about Christianity? So they wanted to see what people would make of some of the Bible's most extreme points of view if they were presented as Islamic. So for the experiment, they purchased a Bible and disguised it as the Holy Quran, which I thought was fantastic. They took this and they went out, and according to the entire book that they read, that they shared with people,
passage,
that the woman has to be submissive. It was all about women being submissive. Needless to say, one of the,
that means
the
bottom.
Passages,
yeah.
You will eat the flesh of your own sons and the flesh of your own daughters. And the people were just far from impressed. How could anyone believe this? That's unbelievable to me. Cutting off people's hands? I mean, apparently that's just the way they are, one person said, but I don't know. Another person said, to me this sounds like they want to oppress you and force you to believe what they believe. They even invited people, these Dutch YouTubers, to compare the lines to what they'd seen in the Bible. If you were to compare this to the Bible, what do you think the biggest differences are? Needless to say, the big reveal was something of a because one of the women said, I think the Bible mostly has a lot of positive things in it.
Like slavery.
There's a lot, yeah.
Rape.
Stoning.
Needless to say, right, the big reveal was something of a shock. People were like, seriously? And a lot of people had to rethink their assumptions. Of course, one person said, I've heard the Bible stories when I was young, and I went to Christian school.
No, that saves everybody.
One person said, it's all just prejudice, really. I always tried not to be prejudiced myself, but apparently I already am. It was really interesting to watch the actual video.
The video's a good time.
Yes, to see people kind of like, when they take the cover off and show the
This may be why I go to Arkansas, to get to state number 50. Is okay. To do this in like downtown Arkansas, sure. Yeah. Well, name
so
a wait, town there.
So
have
you been to every state but Arkansas?
No.
No.
Yeah,
no.
And the whole
I got 11 more
thing?
To go.
I would love it.
It's because layovers don't count.
No, I know. I
oh, would they love don't?
It. No.
Nope, layovers do not count in the
I
game.
Would love
the airport. I know. There was, get out the judges airport. Had a very heated argument of, well, trash in New Orleans, but
well,
I prevailed.
Broov is English slang. So
for what?
For bro?
Yeah, for bra.
Okay. Bra.
Bra is bra. Some slang for bro.
They may have got that from Dog the Bounty Hunter, because they say that all the time on the show.
But I mean, brava? I mean,
what up, bro?
What are you doing, bra?
Hey, bra.
But they don't say
See, now,
bro.
I just called this a bra.
Yeah, well.
That's all.
But I'm assuming one would go with my beautiful laundrette to get to the correct pronunciation of this. I think that's the accent you need and the...
Bra.
Bruv. No, it's not like
my
that.
Mother and my brother.
Yeah, brava.
Like the way Adele says, fuck off.
Yeah, right. I think you need the TH to become V-ish.
I think that sometimes people just make up slang.
Oh, no, that's true.
I was telling the story tonight to the other bartender I had just worked with tonight.
Well, of course.
I had somebody ask for a Lolo and a player's cup. This was a large black gentleman who was a football player.
Thought he was at a casino?
So it's gin and juice. Yeah.
So, well, no, I mean, gin and juice, that's quite specific. But this was, he asked for a Lolo and a player's cup.
I got,
so translation was Merlot and a snifter. So, yeah.
Wow.
I just, some people slang.
And you know what?
Was he also looking for a Sedan DeVille and Jerry Curl?
Well, I think Soul Glow and a Continental, maybe.
That's like Renard Stacy levels. haven't felt this almost. Leslie Jones in a while.
almost, but not.
Almost, yeah. No,
but I mean, so my point being, slang can just people make shit up.
This is just what I'm gonna say.
But I would allow that, and I would modify it. I'd whiten that up a bit.
How?
By me ordering it. No.
May I have a Zinfandel?
No,
and
but I would say like a port,
a tulip,
a port and a snifter would kind of be appropriate. Like that's, I would get that.
Okay.
Like if you wanted your red wine to be a port and in a snifter, sure.
Okay. Anyways. But just say, can I get my Merlot in a snifter?
But I mean, but I would seriously, you know, we all know that certain tard that went to Hawaii, that owned a bar here in town, went to Hawaii and ordered a drink that was only known that he made up in his bar.
Yeah, and like back in the day at Roscoe's, they had the Barney shot.
Yeah, he put it on MySpace. It wasn't, I don't know why quotation marks.
It was actually MySpace.
Was Hawaii, and he complained that this bar didn't know how to make a drink that he made up at his bar.
Yeah,
and I'm
who
like,
was
you're
that?
A fucking idiot. Todd.
I was going to say, it sounds like one of the Todds.
I was yeah. Say that. The good, the bad Todd, not our Todd.
I don't think he's
hi,
listening.
Todd.
I'm sure they're not.
See,
sure.
I mean, I think I got you there. I think I almost got it there. Amina wins the internet.
If you are not in the chat room, we are laughing. Amina in the chat room.
I'm sorry, Nero, you're going to have to up your game because Amina just won.
Yeah,
Amina just put a comment in the chat room. Lolo in a Pelliers cup sounds like a request for a blowjob and a condom.
And if you want me to suck on polyurethane, honey.
Yeah, no.
Uh-uh.
It's for
not even lambskin.
No.
Sorry.
No.
Oh my God, that's right.
And I eat veal.
Are you done with
it? You know what? Lolo and a Pelliers cup will probably be something that people know soon enough. Like, it's yeah. Like, for
we're
some
like
reason,
10 years behind.
Yeah, yeah.
If you Google it, if you Google Lolo and a Pelliers cup, I wonder what comes up yet.
Look it up.
All right, that's it.
Look at Jason.
Please use your
playing the part of
please
Kat
use
Carlson.
Your device because it's appropriate for this task.
Our fact checker tonight is Jason Carlson.
Jason Carlson.
I don't think Kat he's Carlson already said a fat chick.
I'm checking the fat.
Our fat
wow,
chick.
Richard.
Our no, everything, the stuff thing, that it all comes up with soccer.
Yeah.
And PGA stuff. Like,
Marn,
PGA.
Are you good with that one? Were you wrap that wrap that thing up. Well, speaking of
throw
it in a mosque. Yeah.
I like yours.
Okay.
just
let it check.
We get you're about to get a nipple twitch.
Sure. Yep.
Go ahead, my lady. We got ADD across the hall.
Who here doesn't love pizza? I think we all love pizza. How about pizza?
It's the morphine of foods.
How about pizza as a college major? Would that be all right?
I think I did it.
In the culinary arts?
I just feel like in the
well, students in England will learn how to make the perfect pie as part of a new degree offered at Manchester Metropolitan University, who has teamed up with Pizza Hut restaurants chains to offer the course, reports the Manchester Evening News. Candidates won't just be topping off flatbread with tomato sauce and cheese before slamming it in the oven, which is not a metaphor, or debating the merits of thin versus sausage crusts, however. They'll also learn everything they need to know about running successful businesses, from health and safety aspects to financial analysis, according to the Express Star. Apparently, all of these facts are coming from all different sources for some reason. Over the next few years, they say we will work hard to provide our apprentices and team members with the best training and development so that they can equip themselves for skills of life, not just for working in a restaurant, but by owning and running their own.
So the school was sucking eggs, couldn't get people to join their school or sign up as students, so Pizza Hut stepped in and said, we'll give you money if you dangle a piece of pie
sounds
in front
like
of
that.
Let me continue on with the story, if I may. Thank you very much. More than 1,500 students will be enrolled in the next 5 years.
The one that looks like me interrupted, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
She learned from you.
I raised her.
More than 1,500 students will be enrolled in the next 5 years. Oddly, KFC and McDonald's also offer similar apprenticeships in the UK, but not in America. Other unconventional degree courses currently on the offer in the UK include ethical hacking at the University of Abertay in Dundee. Also, there's a baking.
Snowden.
There's also a baking technology management course at London South Bank University.
Brought to you by Easy Bake Oven.
So yeah, wait, exactly. So is there an ethical stocking class that you and I could teach?
Oh, probably
yeah.
So.
Okay.
Well, we could do the unethical one.
I just always knowing
with me, Alcal, on that.
People are like, how do you know my last name? I'm like, I know your social security.
I know exactly what you live, what you drive. I know the last three people left the bar with.
Am I allowed to interrupt you?
Yeah, why not? It's your show.
Okay.
Two things.
We just use his name.
I go under a pseudonym.
Absolutely. Yes.
But a face made for radio. I think we said that right. If you can make a drink or bake a pizza, you've got yourself a job for the rest of your fucking life.
Absolutely.
Where are you going to go in the Northern Hemisphere, where making a pizza is not going to get you something. Money, fame, fortune.
Sex, depending. Right. Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking levels of pizza. Oh, sure. When the sex comes in, you got it right.
I thought about being a delivery person just so I could go to a random stranger's house, and if you're hot, I'll suck your dick.
Time.
Wow,
time.
I don't
that
think...
That was a lot. That was a lot.
So, too much?
That was a lot. Actually, that wasn't even why I was timing you, but that was a lot. Now, KFC owns Pizza Hut?
Yeah, PepsiCo. Mm-hmm. They're all PepsiCo.
The PepsiCo.
That's why they're
Taco
in that
Bell,
same building. Taco yeah, Bell, Pizza yeah. Hut. Yeah, they're all
KFC,
PepsiCo.
If I'm not... And also... Long John Silver's is also in that group, too.
I did not know.
Yeah, PFC sold them out, I think. They sold them out. But seriously, if you can make drinks or make a pizza,
you've got
yourself a job.
There's that.
I kind of want to go into ethical hacking. I have to learn more about computers.
I would think start with that.
Hey, but I at least have free devices. The same product.
I just called a random person today and gave him two credit card numbers. Well, he said, that was just denied. Do you want to chat with your credit card company and call me back? And I did. For porn.
There you have it.
For porn.
So clearly,
the internet is for porn.
The hardest person to hack.
No, that's not.
I'm pretty much sure if you... Know my first name. You got the whole keys of the kingdom.
My first name is... Okay, so...
B-L-O-G-N-A.
Pizza in Spain. But you know what? I think pizza would offer something to Spain. I think Spain would offer something to pizza that might be slightly different. Because a Mexican pizza, if you're eating the good brownies, the sainted brownies, let me tell you, that Mexican pizza's going in here. That's good times.
Is that another euphemism?
What is Mexican?
There's not one thing.
What's Mexican
pizza?
Well,
we're moving to Nairobi is what's going to happen. Because mixing drinks and baking pizza.
Where the fuck is pizza rich? Not popular, Amina? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Well, we just found out Nairobi's on the list.
But apparently we're going to go to Nairobi and do that because I'm okay with that. And we'll hang out with Amina.
Mexican pizza? You never had a Mexican pizza?
No, well, I probably have, but I just want to make sure that it's not something
take
else.
Take every ingredient Taco Bell has and put it on a fucking crisp.
Different.
Oh, now, let me tell you about the one thing that Taco Bell still does right that they haven't fucked with. The Mexican pizza at Taco Bell, you take your first fried flour tortilla, you put beans and meat, put the second one on there, you put that pizza sauce, very special. A little bit of cheese, some green onions, some tomatoes, black olives, optional. It's fantastic.
I feel like Roseanne Dana is trying to explain to me how Taco Bell makes a Mexican pizza. That's what that felt like.
If we ever go again to Los Dos Molinos, my favorite restaurant
on
Earth, if I don't get the chorizo dip, my other choice is the Machaca Mexican pizza, where people have been known to cut off other people's fingers to get to that last slice of pie.
Is that up north? Oh.
No, it's on 10th and Camelback now.
Is it the same place, though?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they moved?
There's all of them. It's Cheryl's niece that runs it. Yeah. Or daughter. Busy.
I think
an
aunt will do well.
I think you should make that tandoori pizza.
Why not?
For Christ's sakes.
Oh, and aunt, I'm coming to you. You're my only link to Indian food.
They're going to continue to talk. Sorry, I'm going to tell you, you've wasted your first hour out of three. We're coming back at you in just a few minutes. We're going to have a drinking word. There's going to be more fun, more headlines. Barbara's going to talk eventually. Lots of things happening. It's Tuesday night. You're in studio C with the Q Talk America group. We'll be back in just moments. Don't go anywhere because, well, you can't.
You've been listening to the show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio.
Oh my gosh.
Clayton McKee.
Hey, good everybody. It is just past 8 o'clock in Phoenix, Arizona. That's where we are broadcasting live from. We're in Studio C. It's our weekly gathering of people who may or may not have accurate information. And we put it together in a weekly show we call The Show. Thank you for joining us. This week, it's in studio with our normal Marnie Ryer. Al Perkins is here. Kat Carlson is normally
usual.
With us. Kat Carlson's normally with us this week, however, she was busy and is not, so...
I'm filling in! I'm Barbara fucking Seville. Where is Kat?
In her stead is Richard Stevens, also known as Barbara Seville.
Where's Kat?
she actually, it was a family thing. Apparently, the wife couldn't get home early enough from work.
Oh, gotcha.
Had to stay there. And I almost said, well, bring the kids. And then I realized, no. No, we're not going to. No, don't bring the kids.
I bet Kat's kids are good, though.
Maybe so.
I bet they are.
Yeah, I'm sure, but maybe it would
not like Katie June's kids good.
Oh, my God.
Well, nobody is.
Katie June's kids are really good.
I bet her kid is gluten-free.
Who, Katie's?
Yeah.
Yeah, but also has some sort of a prognosis of ailment at every 7 seconds.
That's how kids are today, though. They're all...
Because their parents, like Katie, who make them think that. I've been instructed by Al Perkins to do one little thing before we get to our... Before we get to our,
You forgot to say that Jason's here, too.
Jason's here, too. But he's out of shot. He's just... If you're looking at the screen, he's just off of right of, There he is! Right next to Richard.
The one kissing me.
There he is. Look at that. That's lovely. That lovely. Oh, fuck.
Clayton, anyway, you can move over here if you want.
Nope, can't. I gotta run this show. We're gonna do a 30-second dance break, come back with a drinking disclaimer. Stand by. It goes a little bit something like this.
Are we gonna dance?
Are you ready for this? It's a 30-second dance break.
Now, a drink-along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
In honor of the war on Christmas, our drinking word is Hanukkah!
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
Does Chaka Hanukkah also work?
Yes.
We enjoy Chaka
Hanukkah.
Oh, did you see what I wrote on my post?
Oh, now what?
On the Book of Faces.
No.
I told Jared liked it, so I said, well, Jared, you're going to need to show up. Clayton wants you to show up with your shirt off.
Now, we don't mean Jared the Subway spokesperson.
No, different. Not
very different.
A legend. No, a legend Subway spokesperson.
He was just happy to get anything under 18. Jared, what's his name?
My roommate.
His roommate. I walked into his house one night, his roommate's sitting on the sofa, and he's like, oh, I'm so sorry, my shirt's off. I'm like, really? I'll be here all night.
Yeah. Enjoy the veal.
Yeah. She looks good.
I'm doing two shows. I'm doing two shows tonight.
Very pretty.
Michael, for those of you, he's been on the show before this, you may recall. I have a roommate
named
Michael.
And now we just have his crotch out.
Between Marty and Al, that's Michael's crotch.
I love... Ooh, look at... Ooh! You're done.
Cheesy.
It's a Muppet. No, yeah.
What was that,
Barbara?
Watch it talk.
Because I just discovered that this is only... I thought it was four separate shots. It's...
No, it's not.
I was just doing that because I didn't... I.
Again, full-size bus got you here. Act like it. All right. So more importantly, in honor of Hanukkah, happy birthday.
Oh, happy Chewbacca.
To everyone whose birthday passed while the drinking was not a possibility.
Yes. Now we're back on board.
To the good people
really
of Montadon.
Skål.
Skål. Sure. L'chaim. I was going to be funny and bring in Manischewitz, and then I remembered that it tastes like dog's ass.
By the way, so that would have been fucking hysterical.
I have two questions right there.
Yeah. Yep, done it. No. Nope.
How do you know what a dog's ass tastes like?
Yep.
Or is this just an assumption?
That was one of those eight crazy nights.
Yeah. We're going to say that candle. One was the craziest.
When there was just the first candle, you could barely see.
Yes. No, I have
it. I thought it was a big black man. No, it was.
It was actually Marnie's betrothed, or soon to be betrothed, or one day they'll get together.
One day, maybe.
Ernie. got me a candle that smelled like dog's ass because she thought I'd like it. Right? Isn't that a possibility? That's a sentence that wouldn't be too far.
Dude, just you stand in the Hallmark store and go, God, I bet Al would love this candle.
Oh, it smells like a dog's
smells
ass.
Smells like a dog's ass.
Smells like a dog's ass.
Has Yankee Candle come up with that scent?
There actually is one called Puppy Breath. So well, you know, might be one
well, then
ass,
the Dane's ass sure.
Because yeah. It, Dane's ass. Oh, it's like Hamlet. Oh. I have to run into Yankee Candle with a plan and be out of there before the sneezing and the breathing stops.
That's what I was thinking. That's like an asthma attack waiting for.
Oh, you know, I mean, seriously, like, there's a couple things I like at Yankee Candle, and I like them to present online
like
what
the
they
Yankee.
Have. And I got a Yankee my ass in there and Hanukkah
yank your ass out.
Ew.
Well, that was a drinking
it's
word.
It's kind of like.
Oh, is it a drink?
Drinking word.
The champagne. Lanai.
And let me share with you a funny non-headline story. Happy birthday.
Yes, thank you.
So, you know how Hanukkah is spelled many different ways, and I've been trying to use them all this week as I celebrate the.
That annoys me. The whole Hanukkah, I can't.
So my friend, who's not very bright, but has a show on QVC and makes more money than all of us, so we got to give it up to him, saw a card to a friend that said, Happy Hanukkah, spelled Hanukkah. And he said,
it's good to have a cold when
Happy
you're
Happy Jahana Wea. Like, I didn't even know she was Hawaiian. It's a true story. Hand to God. My pronunciation of Shahana Wea might be slightly off from what he came up with, but the rest of that story is 100% factual, and I nearly shit my pants in public because I was just standing at the makeup counter watching it go down like...
Like the Titanic.
Oh, we're going to let that one go.
And he's pulling down also, big bucks.
Yeah, and he's on QVC or HLC or HLN.
HSN?
Yeah, Home Shopping Network.
Yeah.
By the way, Amina just won again. Anant, you're Indian. If you're complaining about the number of people in the studio, then something's wrong.
Is that kind of like the joke about the Indian in the cupboard?
No, wrong kind. No.
I know.
Wrong. Yeah.
Oh, that's feather, not dot.
Oh. Different. There you go. People can see you.
All right. Come on in. The water's fine.
We are reseating Michael because his face is the selling point. Oh, we're still cutting off.
Let's move
his ass, but he's gonna he's going to remove the Q-top.
I'm going to take out that center logo.
There we got him. There we got him. We got
well,
him.
Joe, the price is liquor, so just so you know.
And then there was booze.
I think the Montadon has been in the refrigerator too long. I've just learned to not keep my things in the refrigerator forever.
No, it's fine.
But it's...
I think it's delicious.
I think it tastes good.
You like it?
Maybe it's because
like
I was drinking Yellowtail. Huh? But I thought it was rather good.
It is very good.
I can return it.
No, I'm enjoying it.
You're surprised that I like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is very dry.
My palate is changing.
It should be.
It is.
Well, hey, if you like Montadon, we got a party to go to.
There we go.
Now,
you can see Michael in all his glory right there. Hi there.
Well, a handheld microphone would make his life complete.
Huh?
A handheld microphone would sell this whole thing. I know I'm asking for too much, but... Pray continue, m'lady.
We're a big, happy family. Look at us now.
Marnie, it's your time to do a little story.
We are going to go to Nevada.
Get on that
microphone.
Let's go. I was doing that. I apologize.
That's much better.
We're going to go to Nevada for a minute.
Oh.
Are we going to gamble?
Not for any real fucking reason. Because there is
except for whores and gambling.
No. Actually, it's about a politician.
Oh.
Well, that's whores and gambling.
That's a really good point. Yeah. Thank you. No. Let's see what anyone thinks is wrong with this picture. And I'm going to go ahead and pass this around.
You can just
anybody,
give them, you can
anybody
just
see this right send here?
It, well, send you have, it a, to you this have a link I could get?
Yeah, I can send it.
Well, but the one in the center with the gun kind of looks...
Well, that would be all
the
of
one,
them.
The one? Yeah. Cause
and the one on the right is hot.
An entire
family. Do the kids have them, too?
The kids do.
I couldn't see the kids.
That is the problem that I... Even bigger than anything else. For their holiday photo, their Christmas photo, as it were.
And it wasn't a joke.
It was not a joke. This Nevada politician, Michelle... Cunt. There's too much on there. Just let it go.
Way too much on your desktop.
How does your OCD not kick in with that?
No, you don't understand.
Mine is.
Mine's it that way. I'm
over
busy.
The moon with that, and I get
she's
it.
She's busy.
Okay. Anyway, this has a picture of what looks to be
Is there a name on that? I'm gonna look it up.
I'm trying to send it to you now.
Okay, got it.
Her name's Michelle with one L.
Yep.
Fiori.
And by the way, because that's like Michelle Bachman, who's another cunt. I mean, please, for real, fucking whore. But Sarah she says. Really is.
That 4-year-old or 5-year-old really is holding a gun.
That 4-year-old or 5-year-old really is holding a gun. And the other it. Guns that are maybe in this picture, this holiday picture,
they're not
are
like
AK. They're not hunting rifles.
Oh, look, even in the corner, it says from left, it tells you what kind of guns they
yes.
have.
Well, that's just helpful.
And the
that way you can go buy them illegally if you're Muslim.
I mean, apparently, right?
Yeah.
There are two babies, toddlers, that are in there that do not have guns. But otherwise, everyone in this photo, Merry Christmas from my family to yours. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. And she also had a thing about liberty and whatnot.
Justice for some.
Just with love and liberty, Michelle, was how things were signed.
I have the picture on.
You have it on there?
Here,
thank
so you can
you.
See
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Oh, no, put it behind you. Barbara so she can point out the guns.
Yes, please. So she can tap.
I know.
She has a whole series of these. She's done this kind of thing. Yeah.
The boy on the right with the glasses, he's kind of hot.
Oh, love of Jesus.
He's the hot gay nerd.
Yeah.
It's no secret.
I think he is the gay one.
It's no secret that Las Vegas Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore is an ardent supporter of the right to bear arms, obviously.
I have bare arms. Look at there.
Yeah, right.
I'll bear the arm of that one up my
She's
hand.
A lifetime member of the NRA and the Front Sight
no
Forearms
shit.
Training Institute and a member of the Second Amendment Sisters, which, by the way, I've never heard of.
Second
yeah,
Amendment
I've never
Sisters?
Heard of it.
Totally. No, I used to love them on Saturday mornings.
No, I've never heard of that.
They have a Facebook page that's
they
just
were
called
right
crazy
after Snagglepuss.
You've heard
that's
of him,
so Al? I had never. The Republican state representative, that's so weird, she's Republican.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, me either, has made responsible gun ownership and Second Amendment rights one of her defining issues. The responsible gun ownership thing, I get that. Like, mm-hmm. I get responsible
yeah,
gun ownership.
Yeah, because nothing says responsible gun ownership like putting a gun in a five-year-old's
hand. I that's where I went exactly back to that, Richard, because I thought, wait a minute. Let me look at this picture again.
It kind of makes you long for the days when that little girl shot off her shooting instructor's face.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. That which happened
the guy
right
who was up in Northern Arizona.
I want right. my chance yeah. to win the internet. Who gives their toddler a real gun? Someone who wants to die while serving Cheerios.
Too much.
I want to compete with
it
an ant.
Too much.
Oh, by the way, in recent breaking news, gluten-free Cheerios now are, just so you know.
Yes,
continue
they are.
On. Continue on.
Oh,
that gluten-free
June
bullshit.
Be on the
can
cover.
We talk about that?
Yeah,
oh,
we always do.
I'll tell about this woman I had tonight.
So at first glance,
it
says it's like
wrong.
Any other holiday card. Multiple
Crazy.
Generations of a family in matching red shirts and jeans in front of a tree. But because it's Fiore, her version features her adult daughters, their husbands, and one of her grandchildren holding firearms. It's up to Americans to protect America. We're just your ordinary American family. I say no, you're not. I say no. Now, my family is certainly not ordinary at all. They're a fucking bunch of nutballs. But for Christ's sake, they're not.
For
we're not going to
oh,
all.
For Christ's sake.
Oh, for Christ, we're not going to all be standing
oh,
there peering in. No arms or anything like that.
Yeah.
Mainly because, you know, it's winter.
I remember,
time,
I have
so
that
we got sweaters on.
Yeah, it's coming next.
Oh, good.
We have Bollinger?
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh.
This was astounding to me.
Oh,
as of Sunday,
tough.
This was shared 5,000 times, dude. And it earned more than 4,000 likes. And there was something with
I liked it ironically,
to,
so 3,999.
But I'm surprised that only 4,000. I figured it would be a larger number than that.
Absolutely. And, but
well,
that's only
off
as
now.
Of right.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
gotcha.
Only as of that time. And but that's what's so fucking appalling to me. That 4,000 people would be like, oh, my God. Oh, I like that.
I like that bullshit.
I want to see a toddler with a gun.
I know.
Damn it, I've been waiting.
That, well, we went to... Do you guys remember... This is going to seem like outrageous, but as far as a stretch here, but the Ostrich Festival that's
yeah.
here.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
I've gone.
Yeah,
in
gone.
Chandler, yes.
Sure.
A lot.
And it can be kind of this fun-ish thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ish.
Okay.
As we went 2 years ago, I feel like it was, and as we're walking in... They had a whole like RVs set up where and like opened like here we're selling these things, you know, like sometimes you go to the fair and they're selling like a unicorn that someone's blown up or the, and I don't mean blown up like that.
Inflated.
I mean inflated, thank you.
Oh, I was like
I know, I saw a look on his face and I went, wrong choice.
So we're Trojan horsing a unicorn?
Guns.
No.
It was all plastic guns that you could not tell were fake.
Right, and that's what got a little kid shot in whatever
Ohio.
That town was. Yeah, that seven police officers like gunned the 12-year-old down because he had a plastic. So now you're going to give.
It was astounding to me. The whole, like, we're walking in with our mouths hanging open. Like, what
I remember,
is happening?
Like 10 or 12 years ago when Chicago, the movie, came out. I guess longer than that. And we were trying to recreate that scene at the end where they do the hot honey rag. Very gay sentence, by the way.
Yeah.
They were doing
the hot honey rag,
and they sounds finish
like
with
a
the machine
nice
guns.
Way to say yeah. maxi pad.
And we went to go shop for those machine guns so we could do the number. And point. Toys R Us and Walgreens both said, "Oh no, we don't carry toy guns anymore."
Yeah, because got shot in the aisle for carrying around a
that,
toy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But these idiots in Chandler know better, huh?
Apparently. Because I don't know. That was only like 2 years ago, and these were not like. I don't mean to make it sound like less than like it was just a little Glock or it was just a. These were like the.
It was just a little Glock.
No, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
just
like
a little nine or a. Well, because a Glock you would associate with a police officer, yeah. Right?
You're a little nine millimeter.
No. A Glock would be a police officer. Everyone in Minnesota that I have probably 10, 12 friends in Minnesota that are police officers. They carry a Glock. So I would associate that. I still don't think small children should be walking around with them. Like,
it's not
look,
a kid's toy.
I'm going to point one at you. Oh, you're a cop? Oh, you think I'm pointing a real one.
Yeah.
But these were like hunting rifles.
Amanda, I'm with you on that one.
And I, you know, I told you, like, my father didn't like this.
Yes. I know. That's why, did you notice I just put my hand on
Yeah, like, we were, I was not allowed to, my sisters weren't either when they were children, but, because it was a long time apart, but we weren't allowed to play with toy guns, and going like this was not allowed in our, there was nothing like that. And I say this all the time, like, when my dad died and we started cleaning out the house, we brought these rifles down from the basement, the ceiling of the basement that I was always in. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And my mom was like, he was a big hunter, but as soon as your sister was born, he was like, I'm not dying like some asshole in the forest. Because we all drink, and we're not going to mix drinking with guns, so yeah. I'm done hunting. I have a kid.
But that's how I had fun as a kid.
Right. No, but I mean, it was one of
Texas.
Those things where by the time it got to me all those years
matter,
later, like,
I
thought he was anti-gun. Like, I thought he was anti-Second Amendment.
Sure.
But it was just like, I have kids. Kids and guns
don't mix. Right.
And dad with responsibilities
and drinking and guns hunting.
I will play devil's advocate on this. Kids and guns mix if you're taught responsibility and your parents teach you this is a gun
and
it injures people. This is how we're going to teach you how to use it. Like, I was a kid with guns.
My dad knew my family drank.
But we mixed drinking with our guns. My dad always put everything in there.
Well, there's something very frightening with that.
But I
don't even like metaphors in drinking.
Growing up, we had a drinking game. It was you finish the beer, you throw the beer can out in our pond.
Did you have a
and then we would
show.
Sit there and have a competition on who could shoot the can to make it sink quicker.
I honestly thought this was going to go all like. What's that movie called?
Deliverance?
The Deer Hunter. Where we're going to be like, we had this drinking game where we played Russian roulette.
No.
We were in Vietnam. I'm like, ooh, I was kind of nervous.
No, but I mean, we all just sat there with our 22s and.
There's something so goddamn. You're adorable, but there's something wrong about that.
I mean, but I was taught.
Not
I mean,
wrong on
but he grew up in
that picture.
That's,
you know?
I mean, we were in the middle of nowhere. You have to entertain yourself somehow.
That's why I had a basement in Donna. Summer albums. Like,
I had a family that didn't want me to know what Donna Summer was.
That's true.
Just because she was black. Yeah. That was all.
No, she was colored then.
My mother is named after Aretha Franklin, though. So
with a speech impediment,
Aretha.
No, but that's something in northern Minnesota. People would be doing the same thing.
Right.
Parts of Missouri.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're
right.
in the middle of nowhere, you've got to entertain yourself. So
and then,
guns
and
booze mix.
You know, Bernie Sanders.
I use tractors. That was my. I was more entertained with that.
Bernie Sanders is trying to sell that on his gun record. That he's from Vermont. Mm-hmm. He represents Vermont. It's a rural state. A lot of hunting. A lot of guns.
First with gay marriage, though.
Yeah, but so and that tells you something
I don't
about
think
their love.
I think Vermont, though, Like, I honest to God don't think.
I think apples. Because you think maple syrup.
Maple.
Right. Yes. Maple syrup.
Maple syrup. Trees.
It's kind of like when you think of New York, you think of New York City and possibly Niagara Falls, because you've met me. You don't think of the fact that most of that state is rural farmland.
That's very true.
Like, so what's your story about Bernie Sanders? What's your point?
No, because his point is he keeps losing the gun debate with Hillary Clinton because he has voted on what we would all consider the wrong side of the gun debate, but he represents a rural district. He is from a rural state that has very liberal, very conservative thoughts on guns. But they're
still liberal.
It's a liberal state, but when it comes to guns, they're all very Second Amendment. They may feel differently about like assault rifles or conceal, or what is that called?
Concealed weapons. Right.
The right to carry. Right. But they do it differently. So he comes in this, and he keeps having to justify, like, I'm from a, like, you think of it as this liberal New England state, but it's mostly rural. Like, most of the state is empty hunting grounds.
Right.
So that's why he keeps losing that debate.
You have to.
And I hope he loses the whole thing because I'm pro Hillary all the way. Well, but that is.
My deal with the whole, like, as far as the Second Amendment, I can assure you that I don't think it's about, I'm probably going to get my ass killed for this, but I don't think it's about necessarily changing the Second Amendment, because I think truly once you start changing that, then someone somewhere, because we've seen how things go with suing people and how things gotten so weird, that all of a sudden you're going to see the First Amendment changed. And then we might not have the show, and there are things that can go fucking crazy because people.
And we've already lost like
crazy.
7 of the 10 commandments. So like,
absolutely,
we're never gonna like the second amendment is gonna last longer than all of us here.
But
that's all fictitious. The Constitution is a real document,
right?
Made by people that we can document their religion.
The people that argue it are always like, oh my god, the 10 commandments. Did you go to work on Sunday? Did you cook something?
Did you wear polyester?
Yeah, but the Ten Commandments are like, honor thy mother and father, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt take the Sabbath.
Sabbath, ray, all that bullshit.
But when holy you day. Like, I'm paraphrasing now. You're making things up.
This
again.
Crazy Arnold. Fucking cunt. What's regrettable, she says, is not about the photo. She doesn't regret the photo. She says what's regrettable is governing and forcing innocent people to be defenseless while allowing and inviting terrorists into our country, knowing the murderous outcome. Now, here's
my
deal.
Almost all the mass shootings are white Christian males.
Thank you.
Like
going back to Timothy McVeigh and this woman, no matter.
And the Charleston shooter.
It's not the Muslims.
No, it's
the crazy mental fucking white Christians.
She got her guns. When we're looking at the Second Amendment, she got her guns legally. Like every what was that?
It probably plugs in the whole studio, and we just went dark.
You just probably fucked up. Look what you did!
All right, I gotta tell you that Katie June is probably disappointed she missed out on this, because remember her section was called Guns, Guns, Guns.
That's yes,
it was.
I mean, I do. I had a conversation with my mother 2 or 3 weeks ago. And my mother is a right-wing teabagger.
Yeah.
And she is all about...
Different
teabag.
Different teabagger.
Sounds completely wrong.
Sounds completely wrong.
Very bad.
Yes,
but if they've hygiened themselves correctly, it's a fun game.
Yes. And I mean, I kind of get her point.
It has to be warm.
Only in the fact of, I don't want the government coming and taking what's rightfully mine. And I've said, I get that.
I get that.
But... You're also, and so I threw in the argument with the whole TSA with after 9/11. Mm-hmm. We now take our fucking shoes off.
That's
just not even 9/11.
That's one guy that fucked up.
Yeah, like
and
we're
the shoe bomber.
So you're really now.
Thank you.
All you have to do is take your shoes off to be able to board a plane.
Right.
Well, I'm saying don't take away the guns. Nobody is.
No, like,
just regulate the fuck out of it.
Yeah, just.
And like a car.
And I've said, like a car.
Yes.
Like, according to the
like
government.
Like an abortion. Yes.
Right.
Like an
abortion. Oh, yeah.
Like,
put the abortion laws on gun laws, and we got ourselves a deal.
You
make it impossible to get a gun in Mississippi, just like you can't get an abortion in Mississippi, we got ourselves a deal.
And that's what I said to my mom. I go, Mom, according to the government, a vehicle is a deadly weapon.
Mm-hmm.
You have to insure it. It has to be in your name.
You have to get
a license to be able to drive it. And she said, but I don't want the government to know that I have it. And I go, well, the government has to know you have your car.
Right.
Right. So what's the difference with the gun?
And I have to.
And then she went on a tangent about drilling a water well.
There you go.
And then And then she said she doesn't want the government to know she has a water well on her property. And I'm like, what the fuck does what is that Texas. Water going to do to kill somebody?
You know,
we're talking about a gun that can kill somebody. And she said, well, none of my guns are going to kill anybody because I use them appropriately.
But
I said, but you drive your car appropriately. Who says that you're going to use your gun appropriately? Because you might have some black man walk onto your property, and you think that that's not appropriate.
It's a black man.
You're going to shoot him, and it's going to be a problem.
There's two things in this story that I want our viewers to listen. That sucks that they had a Christmas card like that. What they need are Christmas cards that look like this, because that's fine. And they also should remember this.
Santa just is white.
Yeah. Absolutely. So just in case you've forgotten, I just want to make sure everybody's on board for that.
Yes.
And I just want to say, Let's move. What's going on in the chat room. Aaron's in the chat room.
Hi, Aaron.
With everyone else. Hello. And Aaron says that we don't take our shoes off most of the time anymore. I have done nothing but fly for the last couple of months. And even the TSA, the people with the Nexus cards, the pre-screen people.
That's me.
As of this last flight that I was just on 2 weeks ago, they had to take their shoes off, too, because of...
Oh, heightened alerts. What color, what color are we in?
I can't remember.
I think we're orange right now.
Whatever happened with Russia, with the Russian plane over Egypt, the shoes came off for the Nexus flyers, and it was shocking because my travel companion, Shane, he got through, and he was like, for some reason, I was the only person that didn't take my shoes off in the line.
He is
like,
extra white.
Well,
I was going to say,
you see now?
Those are exactly my words. And when we're talking, I guess I had two things. The other thing
but
was,
Al shaves his head.
So I look
Aryan.
He could
be like a white supremacist.
Yeah, I do. Strangely, when you go to places like New Orleans, and I didn't realize how often I come, like, the look doesn't come across as Barbara loving Donna singing. Gay boy.
Homo.
I don't love her. It's Barbara Streisand.
I know. We all know that.
I mean, I like her.
Let's
get realistic. So anyways, but I don't realize what my look can convey
in the wrong context.
But when we walk down the...
Does somebody really think that?
No, when you're in that certain circumstance and you're walking down the street with a shaved head with a guy that's uber white next to you, you just come across as the wrong element. But when we
Even when you flit across the street?
Well, I flip
gaily, doily, doily,
fly,
doily down the street.
So as we walked to Canal Street,
Cianal,
there was a shooting.
Cianal,
and that's exactly what Shane and I called it every time we saw the sign. Look,
Cianal.
So we walked down the street from a shooting, and everyone was running, and I was like, "Don't panic, don't panic." When we got to Cianal Street, honest to God, I became a gun nut because the first thing I thought when I saw all of New Orleans police force there was SWAT teams. And like, just
what was happening?
There was a shooting in the quarter, and it was at a time that it was the Bayou Bowl or the whatever they call it, the Southern Classic.
Off a shrimp.
Yeah, and so it was a time when there were people in the quarter that maybe people would draw a gun on. When everyone was running, and I was like, "Don't panic!" When we got to Canal Street, I'm like, "This is why everyone is worried about guns. It's not Obama. It's that New Orleans has a military force." Like, when we got to that wasn't police cars. That was a military force that we faced. Just like when the Boston Marathon bombing. The alarming part of that wasn't not that two boys could start that kind of chaos. It was the fact that Boston has a military. And that's where you start to understand people in Texas being a little nervous about the government. They're worried about the wrong government. They're worried about Obama having a government when it's the city police, when Boston has a military and does
every big city has its own military.
But we didn't know that until
you saw that SWAT shit.
No, until the Boston Marathon bombing. We didn't know what our cities were buying up until, and who knew what shelter in place was until the Boston Marathon. They didn't have a shelter in place during 9/11. Why would, like, a shelter in place over two guys and you just shut down Boston and Watertown?
Yeah.
That's a big fucking deal, and that's what you want your gun for, is like, our police force is a paramilitary. They have tanks. There were no tanks on Canal Street. I want to exaggerate. But we were to that point of, like, the next thing coming through here is a German
tanks.
Tank. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucked up. Pray continue.
Pray.
Take my time and just get myself situated.
Next. Yeah, pre-songs to queue up.
Yeah, I have to figure out when the fuck I'm going to do that.
Are we opening another bottle?
Well, goddamn it, yes.
Oh, she drinks. She, you know.
I got a bottle of free bottlage on her in there that I was given as a gift.
A free wait, if you're going
did you
that
say
way.
Free bottlage?
Was it a Bollinger?
Bollinger is what I'm aware of.
I thought he said
Well, no, I have to wait for you to get back because it's a Florida story.
Oh.
We'll be okay.
Jesus Christ. Where'd Michael go?
Why don't we just broadcast this into a speaker throughout the house?
Oh, we can. Yeah. Because it's on delay out there.
That kind
we're
of
on
cool.
a, we're on a 45-second delay from here to when YouTube gets it out.
For FCC regulations?
No. There's no. We don't give a shit what we say. Because that amendment has not been...
Well, clearly, because you invite me occasionally.
Right. Well, no, it's not just you. I mean, God, Alfie, for Christ's sakes, he says some things.
She says
and then occasionally, Marnie will bring up a lesbian issue that's not really talked about a lot.
What's going on in Florida?
A lot.
Oh, that's
not going on.
What is it? Al calls it the penis
of America.
It is, but and we make fun of Texas a lot.
Did Al just die?
Yeah. He screamed. Yeah. Penis!
Wait. Let's go. Let's take our go to the kitchen cam. Oh, Michael's just standing in the kitchen.
Back.
Michael's just in the kitchen.
Yeah, he was fixing something.
I'm sorry.
Muchas gracias, señor.
De nada. Ain't that nice.
All right, so let's continue on with our story here. A suspected burglar was killed by an alligator.
Hanukkah. Laura wants a bong hit.
Hanukkah! Hanukkah!
I had to do it. I'm just making the list.
I forgot Hanukkah was our word.
Hanukkah.
I was like, oh, go ahead, my Jewish princess, take your fucking hit.
Chanukah!
By the way, did you see
Semitic sweetie.
Laura, by the way, if you look online, if you Google it, there is a menorah bong that you can light all of the days and smoke through. I saw it. It's
Laura,
a,
I will be up there on Friday.
Hey, he's leaving now.
I will. Yeah,
he just called an Uber.
I can do the rest of this thing from my
phone. Alligator alarm system. All right.
No, I want you to open the bottle. I want to hear it. Let's open this bottle without hanging. Oh, hey!
Not my first time at the rodeo, girls.
Bitch, I almost hit the ground.
Hanukkah.
And Bollinger is good champagne.
I got it from Tom Jetland. He gave it to me for fixing his Wi-Fi at Switch.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom and Switch.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Chewbacca.
Isn't she a Jew?
Did you say Chewbacca?
Jetland?
Yeah.
I don't know why. He follows Duran Duran.
Well, I mean, I don't know. The last name is
Jetland.
Like, night must follow day.
Yes, I don't know.
It's the most Jewish thing I've ever heard.
But I mean, I wouldn't say
that. Barry Manilow singing
Bollinger, because that's like a
no. But the funny thing is, what I didn't understand when he gave that to me.
We usually throw the Chinese people under the bus, but this one just.
I'm a Jew, so I can throw Jews under the bus.
No, you're just a thrifty shopper. Totally different.
Yeah, that's separate.
The Bollinger.
Now we're just driving over them.
Wait until I show you my video of my bar mitzvah.
And you drive a Mercedes. You drive two German cars.
Yeah, a lot of Jews drive German cars.
I know.
Sarah Silverman made a video,
especially when the heat works in them.
Why not leave this topic?
It's fun.
The Bollinger. I was going to share with you a story about the Bollinger. I didn't get when Tom gave me the bottle. He goes, well, for your time, we gave you a bottle of champagne. I'm like, okay, I don't really understand. He goes, well, it's Bolly. And I'm like, thanks. And he's like, oh, you don't understand. He goes, did you ever watch Ab Fab? And I'm like, yeah. And I don't remember the Stoli Bolly, that whole bullshit that they used to do. He thought it was going to be funnier than it was to me because it was Bollinger.
Every episode.
Never. I never cut that. I just was waiting for the one-liners.
They make a rosé that is
I didn't think
phenomenal.
It was that funny.
A sparkling rosé, it's good stuff. Have you had it, Alfred?
Yes. Oh, I've just learned about rosé champagne, and I'm on board.
Oh,
I think
I'm
pouring a drink for an invisible person. Is this yours?
Is Michael coming back?
I don't know. Do your story.
He's coming back. He was fixing something for me.
Oh, he's okay, there you go.
Santa just is white.
There
okay,
you go.
So anyway, a suspected burglar was killed by an alligator while hiding in a Florida pond to avoid arrest, police believe. The body of Matthew Riggins, 22, was discovered floating in a lake Barefoot Bay in Brevard County on November 23rd, according to multiple reports. The lower sections of his legs and part of one arm were missing, reports the Orlando Sentinel. The 11-foot-long alligator was so ferocious that it had to be euthanized by Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commissioner Trapper as Riggins' corpse was being recovered, according to Florida Today. I love these stories because like 14 different sources have to be combined to make one goddamn story.
Is that an arm? No arm. No arm, says the third source.
A local resident, Laura Ferris.
Judges say no arm.
No arm.
Here's another one. Local resident, Laura Ferris, told Bay News 9 he hid in the wrong place, clearly. Brevard County deputies were called to the locality on November 13th after receiving reports of two men hiding behind homes, according to the Orlando Sentinel.
Yeah, don't hide next to the chicken coop.
Officers searched the area with the help of two canine units and the sheriff's helicopter. Riggins from Palm Bay managed to evade capture and called his girlfriend to say that he was being chased, according to the reports. He'd previously told her he was going to break into homes with another unidentified man. Meaning, did he not know the man?
Yeah.
He met on Grindr.
I found some guy. I met a guy. We're going to break into homes.
He brought a ham.
The search for the...
It was 5 years old, honey, too, and attracted nothing but
honeybakes.
A spiral cut honeybake tap. The search for the pair proved unsuccessful and was later called off. Riggins was not heard from again, and his family reported him missing to the Palm Bay Police Department the following day. Major Todd Goodyear from the Brevard County Sheriff's Office told Bay News 9 that Riggins, quote, probably went into the lake to hide from some officers and a dog, and then came across a gator.
That's my favorite porn, some officers and a dog.
Oh, I thought it was came across a gator.
I thought it was an officer and a gentleman.
Came across the gators, the sequel.
Calling yourself Matahari.
That's good.
The officer added, to hide somewhere and try to get away and then meet up with an animal like that, I've never heard of this happening before. Riggins' alleged accomplice was arrested soon after, but is refusing to cooperate with the deputies, according to WFTV News.
He's afraid he'll get eaten.
Yeah, apparently.
It's a very real fear here on Hanukkah.
He didn't want to let the other criminals know that he'd met up with another unidentified criminal. To do burglaries, I guess. I don't know. Oh, my God. Marty, we're back to you. Ball's in your court.
Well,
the ball is in
your court. Do we have anything?
Oh, fuck me. Hang on.
I do that one last.
Well, no. When do you have to have the song?
Well, I just thought that we would start it with it, but...
Stand by.
We're never going to finish with it.
Give me the name of the song again.
It would be Frank Sinatra.
Give me the name of the song again.
Fly Me to the Moon.
Oh, Fly Me to the Moon.
Before we do that, though, while he's queuing that up,
something now?
Oh, well, yeah, I think it's probably germane to this.
I like it.
Even Bob Dole has renounced Donald
Bob
Trump.
Bob Dole don't like it. Bob Dole.
And Ted Cruz both have said about Bob Dole regarding Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. Too far to the right.
To the right. Wow. Okay.
And out of control. Okay. Doesn't know what he's talking about. Says he may oversleep on election day. Well, he's also 92.
Ben Carson will.
He may not wake up.
A former party standard bearer saying, hey, this is too much.
Too much. Well, and just...
And Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney just came out against him, too.
And
Dick
when Lord Vader says...
Yes.
That's what I said. When Voldemort.
Exactly. Well,
I don't know that reference. Well,
the Voldemort thing, you saw that, didn't you? With J.K. Rowling?
No.
Saying she compared... I have a whole thing on that with...
Yeah.
She said Trump is worse than Voldemort. Like, he was not that kind of villain.
Times.
And so... Very interesting.
But fly who to the what?
Can you hold that up when it's time?
So talking about Trump, comments he made about the Muslims today.
Bye, babe.
What drives me nuts about him?
Fly me.
Everybody got so pissed off today about how he made those comments about don't let any Muslim in the country.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fucked up and wrong. Yeah. But he already made comments about, how is that any worse than his comments about
the
Mexicans?
That was jumping the shark. Like, that one
but
became...
No, him making comments about how he'd fuck his daughter if he wasn't her daughter.
That should have been the game ender.
That
happened.
That's
for anyone
bad.
Else, it would have been.
That's
like,
bad.
How many things is this man going to have to
but
fucking
that was
say?
The thing. And even still, there are some people that have gone with... What he said about
so now all of
Muslims.
A sudden he has to talk about Muslims not coming into the country.
It's because it wasn't about
no,
that.
It wasn't that. He just crossed a line of we have.
He's
to...
He's crossed too many fucking lines.
Right, he has. But before he was saying build
he's
a wall.
He's now the Leslie Jones of politics.
No, but
and you can't come back from that.
No. But I mean,
and he's only going up in the fucking.
Well, he even said to not let Americans that are Muslim back into the country.
Right. That's right. He went a different. He just went. He went off
he,
the
he went a whole
he
level
definitely
of batshit
jumped the
fucking
shark.
Yeah, he jumped the shark. Because
Michael's back.
Thank you, honey.
They were all offensive.
Yay.
All of them.
But, I mean,
and
how
I thought
many
the John
things does this fucker have to say for people to realize?
Thank you.
When the John McCain thing
you're done.
When the John McCain comment didn't get him out of the election.
Right.
Yeah.
That's when we knew we were in dangerous territory. So you have to say something.
Molly,
so,
you in danger, girl.
Oh.
Yeah, Molly.
Big and again, it's not funny. Like all these things of people trying to make it funny, it's not funny.
It's not funny what he's saying.
Well, about anybody. About, I mean, from top to bottom, it's not funny.
No.
It hasn't been funny for a long time, but now people are starting to realize.
It's still funny.
Like,
it's
been funny
his skin color so funny.
No. There are things about
it was maybe funny for like a week in June.
Yeah, not this.
But he needs to.
Purser, we're going to go to. Not purser, like gopher.
And we were supposed to talk about Christian cinema this week, but.
I can't. I can't deal with that.
Are we moving on?
Please do.
Let's fly to the moon. Let's hear about it.
Let me play among
Well, Jeff Bezos, am I saying that right?
Bezos?
Bezos offers to send Donald Trump into space.
How about that?
Yeah. Fly him to the moon. Is Earth big enough?
Bitch.
For some big enough place for someone as huge as Donald Trump? Might there be planets up above or at least out there, because he's out there, that will fully appreciate and embrace all of the people? This thought first invaded me some time ago. Now, though, it's been sharpened by the words of Jeff Bezos. The Amazon CEO wasn't one to tweet before a couple weeks ago, but he offered a particularly pointed blast on Monday. Finally trashed by @RealDonaldTrump, will still reserve him a seat on the Blue Origin rocket. This was accompanied by the hashtag #SendDonaldToSpace. Blue Origin is Bezos' company that just successfully launched and returned to Earth a reusable rocket. Now, keep in mind, I think the only way that the story would be anywhere near important is if the rocket did not return to Earth.
Right.
I think that's really the big part.
We got a Martian, this bitch.
Yeah. Can we make one that just goes?
But he can't listen to Donna Summerlee's up
no,
there.
No, be the
or
president.
Or turn the beat around.
Be the president of Mars.
Anything disco. I'm
turn
not taking
the
up there.
Rocket around.
You might wonder, though, what had suddenly moved him, this Bezos, to this generous but perhaps a barbed offer. And it was Trump. Trump went off because, you know how people are so mean to Trump?
Yeah, he's having a hard time.
Oh, people are so mean.
They want him to answer questions.
They weren't very polite. Earlier, Big Don, I guess that's what we're calling him now.
Big Don.
At least Big Don, that made me laugh when I read this before, sent out several tweets deriding Bezos and his company. If at Amazon ever, he was talking about taxes and taxes being a big deal.
They don't pay a lot of interstate taxes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Taxes?
Yeah. You as a consumer don't pay a lot of interstate taxes. You don't pay... You didn't get taxed at all for anything shipped from out of state, so Amazon would ship you something from Nevada so that their thing was tax-free.
Okay.
But as of right now, and the way the American economy is going, they're the biggest employer and the biggest business in our country. And they don't turn a huge profit. They operate on that like tottering point, which we learned from Buddy Early a few years ago, that Amazon's business model is to dominate the world while making $5 a day.
Sure, right.
It's kind of like Costco, yeah.
No, it really is. They don't make a lot of money. So
they want to pay their employees good.
Yeah.
Make everybody happy.
Put everybody else out of business. Because then they'll make the money.
Because the absolute allure is Cyber Monday.
Right.
Almost matched Black Friday, and no one left the house.
No one left.
And all you
That's
did was
right.
you employed UPS.
You're absolutely right.
And your right hand.
Because those drones are going to start. But hold on, subject changes, but kind of. Do you think that Donald Trump drunk tweets?
Yes.
Do you think he does this?
I honestly wonder. I don't know if it's about drunk tweeting. I think
how about medication tweet?
I truly think he has a mental illness.
No, I think he tweets himself.
Really?
No, I think he does.
He doesn't use his iPhone and does it himself.
I say bullshit.
I say bullshit on that too.
Yeah.
Those comments about Rosie O'Donnell are way too personal to come from an underling.
Yeah. Oh, and he said it at the debate.
Send this out.
No.
Oh, I mean, maybe there's a stenographer, but I don't believe it at all.
He's not holding his phone in his hands.
I honestly think he is.
What did Joe just link to? Joe, what did you link us to? Can you click that link?
Now, you can get that on your phone. It's called...
She's busy.
I don't know how
eating
to find
nuts.
It.
It's called Q Talk Chat Room.
You know, I really...
But I honestly do think...
I do, too.
There may be somebody doing it, but I honestly believe his ego is so big that he sits there and does his own thing.
Yeah, you know, and there's no way. Oh.
It says, a university with 100% accuracy record predicts Bernie Sanders will be America's next president. That's the link. And I think they've been right since 1975.
Yeah.
This is the university
that says,
if all goes wrong and Hillary doesn't make it, I will vote for Bernie. I'm not bitter.
Yeah, but where is the DNC right now with... their nominees.
And that's not dust and clean. That's, no, by the way, it's the Democratic.
The dusting and cleaning.
I'm just saying.
Killing me.
I mean, right well, now.
Well, there's got to be some levity to this
it's
show.
Also not the other,
I just
also
love
not
you remember
the
everything
DNC,
I say.
And,
yeah. The DNC and, is just sitting back, watching, letting these people fight.
If Hillary's at the top of the leaderboard right now with the DNC.
No one's even close.
Yeah, no. So Hillary is leading. So is Bernie going to run on like an independent label if the DNC doesn't pick
no.
him?
No.
No. I don't think he'll follow.
Bernie does well like in the states that are caucusing. So like if
like
the
Obama
early caucus, yeah. So
Iowa.
But it doesn't matter what Hillary is polling if she doesn't get the nomination. So she has to win those hearts.
Depending on who gets
the
nomination.
And then you're talking when you say caucus.
Well, everyone will fall in line.
People that are outside the United States.
But her numbers outside of like two or three states are off the charts.
Yeah, so she's probably going to get the nomination, right?
Right. The field of Bernie movement has a couple places to go.
Then what's going to happen to Bernie? Do you think he's still going to run on his own ticket?
He's going to bring his fold in. He knows.
Like, if they're going to run it, who do we think may be running as vice for the Democratic?
Oh, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
I think if you're
like,
smart,
do you think
and
he's
I know
gonna
identity
step back?
I just want to throw this out there before I get burned if anybody
Marco
ever picks
Rubio.
Up the show.
You get burned?
If you get burned.
That was
but
cute.
Identity politics is always wrong. But I think one.
Hanukkah!
Drake!
I
think the Castro brothers, that's the mayor of Houston.
Is Bernie Sanders celebrating Hanukkah right now? Yes, he is.
Brother that's the mayor of
San
Houston
Antonio.
Has a shot. San Antonio. Oh, I was just there. And the other one, I think, and this is just me. This one is only me. No one else agrees with me. I think
Julian
Booker.
Cory Booker from
New Jersey. It's the wrong state.
Whiskey.
But he's a rising star, and I think he's the rising star of the Democratic Party. Because both of our, I'll do the royal hour, like we're all voting the same way. Our candidate pool is old. We need young blood in there.
Yeah.
Because we can hold down Marco Rubio and Crazy Pants Cruz for a while. Yeah. But if we don't get some young blood into the Democratic Party, we're in trouble. Because Elizabeth Warren is older than Hillary Clinton.
And
yeah, but I'd love her to be president.
Oh,
exactly.
God.
But what you're not thinking of is she could die before it happens.
Julian Castro was here with President Obama in January, right after State of the Union. And he was charismatic.
She's good. She's smart.
And the brothers in the Texas,
one's the mayor of San Antonio, and the other one is President Obama's Housing and Urban Development Secretary.
He left his position to take
on that.
All right. Mm-hmm. Lighten it up. Next story. I got to pee.
Marnie, it's you, right?
No, sir.
It's still...
No, sir. I flew us to the moon, but we would love to just send him there.
This is a story that when I saw it, I thought of you. A naked man was busted. You'll understand.
I'm not even sure where to go with that right now.
You'll understand. You don't listen to the show that often. You'll understand because you've had multiple stories along this line, Marnie.
Okay.
A naked man was busted trying to have sex with the tow bar of a camper van.
I read about this.
He tried to lower himself.
Was he sitting on it?
Oh. He tried to lower himself onto the metal tow ball of the vehicle on a busy, well-lit street in Cornwall, England. Cornhole, England. This was at 1:30 a.m. one night last week.
Talk about taking the chrome.
Reporting the Cornish Guardian newspaper.
Cornish.
Jackie Walker said her 15-year-old granddaughter was staying at her home in the seaside resort of Newquay when she spotted a man from the bedroom window.
That's fantastic.
According to the Plymouth Herald.
Something just happened.
She says she came to my room crying because she'd heard a noise, and the man came running out into the street with something up his jumper.
He was able to pull it?
Walker,
I had my finger up his jumper.
Said Walker.
Yeah, can he sit on it and then pull it?
Miss Walker said when he got up to this, to the upstairs window, he was totally naked, trying to sit on the tow bar of a camper van. It was disgusting. She's 15 years old, he added. The retired grandma of five called police. Officers found the man nearby. He received a formal warning, like this, a formal warning.
Don't point that
finger at me. Stop the mischief.
Well,
God damn it, it's Hanukkah!
Criminal mischief in Hanukkah. Walker and her daughter had been left traumatized, that's in quotes, by the incident, told the Cornish Guardian said. It's not normal behavior, not at all. I don't know what's up with this bloke, but it's wrong, she added.
Oh, man.
Trying to shove a ball hitch up your ass.
Do you have one of those?
A ball hitch?
Mm-hmm.
Two.
Or an ass.
Can we measure that?
God.
He's got multiple sizes.
I took, so uncomfortable. Actually, I took them off of all the vehicles right years ago. I don't have a trailer to pull.
Because he doesn't play tennis and doesn't have a tennis ball to cover it, so you don't fuck up your shit.
I always used to hate that. Drove me crazy. I always hated that.
I'm trying to decide if I can take
Texas,
one.
I'm from Texas. We don't cover
shit. So troubled by all of
mine's a traffic cone.
That was almost what, Michael? A Hanukkah spit take.
Michael's face was worth that.
Hanukkah spit
the bingo dildo? Where did that go?
Oh, God.
It went up his ass is where it went.
It's so where?
I found it.
it's in my drawer. I think we have to take a survey on that one. I'm
clean
sure
it and bring it back.
Check with the judges.
We'll allow it.
They'll allow it.
But you know what?
After a recent tour of Texas, we'll allow it.
You know what I do have, though? I have, remember Woody's?
Yes.
Remember Woody's?
That's what I thought he was referring to.
Go to the desk, Michael.
Lord.
Go to the desk.
Pulling out dildos?
Go to the desk and grab your Woody. I thought you It's a Christmas story.
Middle section of drawers, bottom drawer, all the way in there. Oh, he knows where it is.
I think it's time. Hanukkah.
Oh, yes.
That's three drinks.
I have more Bollinger.
Thanks, Marnie.
That's exactly
drink
right.
Everything is in this fucking house.
So everybody drink the fuck out of whatever you're drinking.
Drink the fuck out of your Hanukkah.
We are still in headlines at almost the 2-hour mark.
You are going to need this. Russ.
And people say I talk too much.
I spank people with this thing.
Barbara's
before.
Not talking enough, though.
I don't know that I want to say that.
It's okay. She'll get to her. We'll get to her segment. Jesus Christ. Marnie's got another story. Are you have uno mas or no?
Yeah.
Marnie's got a story. Yeah. Let's go. But so, Michael's going to bring in our gift with purchase.
Special guest.
Some big dildo?
Special guest.
Well, yeah, the one that I hit. Or that
some
Ruben
big
got
dildo.
I remember that.
The one you hit Ruben with.
I didn't hit Ruben. No, David Patterson did.
Oh, somebody did.
Well,
David Patterson only
wasn't
hit
it when
Ruben
we watched the Liberace movie?
He's got the smallest dick in town.
Oh, thank you, Scott.
I said that online.
That's my brother George is here.
Marnie, what do you have?
Well, I would like to talk about...
I forgot about that one.
What happened to that? What's that?
This was our bingo.
That was from the bingo night at Apollo's.
I would say yes to this and phone a friend for this.
Well, you need a friend
it's
for that.
Yeah, goals. It's two-ended.
It is.
You I need can't
something
watch
to hold on to.
That's what I used to spank people.
You know what? Ruben almost kicked his ass.
Actually, I can't watch X-Files
I like
alone.
That the big black one
that
has
one's
glitter on
other unidentified criminal.
Yeah.
Is that what you must still...
Hanukkah!
Is your one arm...
Why does that... Man? What is on that
What's
way?
Happening to this?
This is like cat hair.
It's got hair. It's got hair on it. It's got hair on it. Get it away from my champagne. Get it away from my
what
champagne.
Put it in the dishwasher.
Let's do it doggy style so we can watch.
Put it where you
okay.
keep your food.
Would you just look at the screen and look at Michael in the picture that's in that shot?
I do love a good hat.
It looks better than your man bun. That's a new man bun. It's a double-headed man bun. You look like
you look something.
They're called beef eaters.
Hanukkah. Well, no, that's something for Hanukkah. Yes, amen.
Hanukkah.
That's
not what they meant when they said beef eaters.
Oh, well, I'm going to need a judge to rule on that because I think...
We're selling for a bronze. Where has the...
Why this? By the way, this is not safe for work.
Where's
so
the,
if you're listening and watching at work...
That's an ant. An ant watches...
She watches work.
An ant. Turn it off at work.
What? Yeah,
well, he's our most loyal
Michael,
listener.
Michael, it'll stick on the mirror. Michael.
Clayton knows exactly to what it will stick.
The glass is a smooth surface.
Yes, the mirror.
You know where it sticks beautifully, though, is on the bathroom shower
once
wall.
Once you get a little wet.
Hey, Nero.
But Michael, look at the mirror behind Al and figure out where to strategically place it.
Oh, yeah.
Show me on the dog
right next to his head.
Look on the...
Oh,
look at the screen.
Sex shit.
I am so with Nero
down, right there. No, down.
Marty, what have you got over there?
Well, I was trying.
The next other direction.
Tray. Next tray. We're gonna pull this. We're gonna pull it together.
There, right there. No,
really?
Where was right there?
I took sex lube to work.
And stick
so
it.
So I found a story.
Stick
that
it. There we go.
For all of the stuff that we've talked about that's startling.
Never mind. It might not work.
Much like the big phallic.
I love.
You think that's big?
Well, no.
Look at the ring on the mirror.
Over here,
in the shower.
Big thing. Trust me.
Barbara's balls are bigger.
It's gonna break the cut mug, boys.
Yeah, we don't want to break a mug.
All right.
That's awkward.
Hanukkah. That's not a euphemism.
Everybody,
don't
take
break
a
cut.
Take a drink and a breath, Marnie.
Yeah.
We gotta unview this.
So, I don't know how. I don't know how.
It's called a commercial break.
Hanukkah.
Yeah.
No, it's not a dildo in the studio, Amina.
Jim!
Clayton just took his hat off.
What happened? What happened, Amina?
Two of them, darling.
Yes, Amina, we're here to promote safe sex.
A man. Yeah, oh, Lord, no. Now, so for all of the different kind of weird shit that we always find.
What do you mean?
Well, oddly, that thing stuck to the mirror. Gay obsessed pastor loves on Donald Trump.
Shocker.
Now, I don't know if you guys have heard about this guy. I'm going to tell you that I haven't. And okay. Even if we have chatted about him in here, I had not heard about this guy. And he is something. James David Manning?
Sure.
Do you know who it is?
I haven't met him biblically.
No, I mean, have you ever heard of
drunk.
Him?
Drunk. I'm going to look him up right now, but tell us.
Otherwise known as Stone the Homos guy.
Mm, sounds like good people.
Is busy preaching his bromance with the GOP frontrunner. So when we were saying, like, how can anyone pay attention to Donald Trump? How can anyone be even...
I'm not being funny, but is he black? Because I think I did read about this guy.
He is black. And that is where you're like, whoa, wait a minute. Pastor James David Manning sat in front of this microphone. And what he did was he's really just every bad... preacher that would be out there, like, getting money from people and the morning shows. He's an ass. I want to take time to address those who aren't supporters, or who are supporters, excuse me, of one Mr. Donald Trump. One of the wisest, are you ready?
Uh-huh.
One of the wisest, most patient, humble, gracious, yet strongest leader I have ever encountered in all the days of my life.
Hanukkah.
Chewbacca.
That's sure on it. Pure
Hanukkah. Bullshit. Hanukkah. Somebody needs to get me an IV.
That's the kind of shit that makes a candle light for 8 days.
Manning likes Trump, in case I didn't make it clear. It's not hard to understand why. Manning likes Trump for the same reason Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah. Conspiracy theorist, crazy fucker, fat white guy, but
not
the good kind.
And his ilk like Trump. Manning likes Trump for the same reason white supremacists like Trump. Manning likes Trump. Because Trump hates, just like he does, this Manning.
Well, real quick about this guy, Manning.
Yeah, please.
He has a church that touts 600 people membership, but an actual estimation is 100. Mm-hmm. He also describes himself
like the million moms.
Yeah, very.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's same fair. Thing. But he also awarded himself a doctorate of philosophy. Yeah. From his own theological seminary, which is clearly an unaccredited institution.
Weird.
Yeah. I have the same award.
Hanukkah.
He awarded himself a Master of Divinity.
Hanukkah? Oh.
Of Divinity. I love that
almost
one.
Almost do a little.
I mean,
Christmas
so anybody that's even carrying information about this guy is, they're oh, just, that's tone. Just clickbait. That's not even good journalism.
Yeah. Right. That's
This show is not known for good journalism.
No, not at all.
We're not even
Trump hates enough that Manning formally endorsed him on Monday during a meeting at Trump Tower with other black pastors that Trump had courted.
Yeah, he had like over 100 people there, and he said that they as a group are going to endorse him. And before the meeting even started, 10 of them said, no, we're not.
We're walking out, yeah.
Never mind.
They walked right out. They were like, wait, we didn't know that showing up here meant an endorsement. We were here to hear a speech.
But this guy wanted FaceTime on the news.
That's exactly
gave
right.
Gave him an endorsement.
And he got it.
And we're talking about him.
And he got it. Well, the reason that I am bringing it up.
Like Aaron, honorary scholarship to West Point.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes, Ben. The reason that I'm talking about him is because that whole, like, know who you're, the enemies, know who is against you kind of thing, because this guy, I would never necessarily just see him, because he's...
Because he lives in Harlem, and you're not going to run into him.
Because he lives in Harlem, and he's this black guy that you wouldn't think would be, like, pro-Trump.
Yeah.
Hanukkah.
Well, he's just pro
Hanukkah.
Headline. He's
Drink.
Pro.
He's pro himself.
Yeah.
Which makes him pro Trump.
Which is very Trump. Yeah.
Right up the alley.
Well, it's like that guy here, the guy that started the Starbucks problem.
You mean the red cup?
Red cup.
Thierstein, whatever. Yeah.
Red cups gate.
I mean, he's got no people in his church. He's not a. I mean, I'm a. I could
have more followers than him.
I mean, I could literally be that person because I have been ordained a minister
on the internet the same way this idiot.
I'm just like Marnie.
Just like me.
Can yeah, I you Marnie, this, did you can get I give your degrees myself? From the same one?
A degree?
Perhaps. I have a certificate. I don't know if you printed yours out, but I have mine in a frame.
Just marry
me. Yeah, I didn't frame mine, but I kept it.
Okay, by the way, I didn't frame mine either. I do have it in a folder, though.
We don't have to pay taxes.
Whatever.
That's but, the goal. The goal is to not pay taxes.
But the thing is that the 600 followers, really, it's more like 100, you know. But the way that when the media gives this kind of attention, people see things. He says, I realize that I am a lightning rod.
Oh, comma, I wish.
That means he has a small penis.
I use language people don't like, he says. I call people faggots. I call people the N-word. I call people white trash. I call them crackers. And I will continue to. I'm not going to stop. Donald Trump is doing the same exact thing.
So I just got into it with my niece on Facebook about that.
Yeah. You so what? Our race has found another race.
Got into my niece on Facebook because she thinks the whole world is too politically correct, and that's why people love Donald Trump. And you know what? There is some truth because when we were talking about that, like people who live in the middle of nowhere or New York being mostly vast farmland, blah, blah, blah. The sad truth is there are more idiots out there and uninformed racists than.
But because they don't know and they only watch Fox News when they do watch something.
Oh, God, Fox News.
But that's what happens.
But the way to end that is to travel to meet people, a liberal education. You go to a college, you get a liberal arts education, you meet people from other cultures.
I have a quick Hanukkah statement.
Hanukkah!
The problem that I will throw out there is that the political correctness has gone too far. Everyone is offended by something. And when we think we've covered everything to make everyone feel okay, someone pops up with something new.
Yeah, just yesterday, somebody popped up on Facebook and told me that we should refer to people not as him or her or sir or madam, but as ought. Did you see that?
I have not seen it, but I can believe it. Ought.
Ugh.
Like short for other.
Other, right.
Just go it's fuck a very tell gender. Them to go
now, is that says, is that because, and I'm really curious, tying it together with, because you know how it takes celebrity
a lot of times. I identify as male or female?
Do I?
I'm just trying to lighten it and make fun of.
Depending on the day.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday at 9.
I feel good about being but I think right now a female, but there are people, definitely, that do not identify one way or another, and this not no stings.
Pansexual?
But
we've said that from the beginning on the show.
What's the right word?
We have done sir or ma'am, however you self-identify. We've played it in a funny way, but we've done it since the beginning, and that's what this list is for, because we don't know.
But it's, and it's not pansexual, I don't believe. And what do we have on there?
It's like sexual fluidity.
Not sexual fluidity.
Intersex.
I'm intersex.
It's literally written down on this piece of paper that I need.
And we have it there because we pay attention.
Yeah.
The idea that intersex, but
can we talk about hot Latin men that want to sit on Clayton's face?
That's not what we're talking about.
Is the idea that you don't want to offend anyone
after the show.
If you work for UPS and are brown and wear brown,
are you done with your story?
Apparently,
I have the last story of our headline section because we have so much to get to in less than an hour.
I like your optimism.
Yep.
What's in a name? You ask. Ask me.
What's in a name?
Hanukkah's in a name.
Well, a lot. You get a lot of attention if your name is Budweiser.
Budweiser.
And if you're accused of trespassing into the Budweiser brewery.
That's a lot of paperwork.
Police in St. Louis, Missouri arrested Weiser Thursday night after he allegedly entered a secured area at the brewery after 6 p.m. Police said the 19-year-old Weiser crashed his car around 6:48 p.m. and hopped a fence to get into the brewery grounds. Security guards tussled with Weiser, who they said refused to leave the premises. Police called to the brewery, arrested Weiser for trespassing, and he also arrested for trespassing and resisting arrest, by the way. This isn't the first time Weiser has been accused of a crime. In August of 14, he was arrested on a felony burglary charge for breaking into a gas station convenience store. Although a judge ordered Weiser to a prison sentence of 5 years, the sentence was suspended, provided the suspect met certain conditions.
Like what?
At press time, it was not known what those conditions were.
Oh. Hanukkah!
Oh, fuck. I'm glad that's over. All right, kids, we're going to do a crossover. We're going to come back. Al Perkins has got entertainment. We're going to continue drinking. It's a Tuesday night. Barbara Seville, Jason Carlton, Marnie Ryer, Michelangelo, Al Perkins, and me. It's a full house. It
truly is.
Studio C on a Tuesday night. Thanks for being with us wherever you're listening from and all the ships at sea. We'll be back in just moments. Q Talk America. Barbara, you're going to hurt somebody. Seriously. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Barbara.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh, once again, everybody, welcome. It is a Tuesday night. It's a little after 9 o'clock here in Central Phoenix, Arizona, wherever you're listening to. Thank you for joining us. Woo! We're coming live from Studio C. It's a full house with Barbara Seville.
Hello!
Jason Carlton, Marnie Ryer, Michelangelo, Al Perkins, and me. I'm Clayton McKee, your humble and usually less talkative host, but welcome back. All right, at this time, it is one of our favorite segments. Well, it's really not one of our favorites. It's just...
It's Al's favorite.
Based on his contract, this is what we've got to do, and we're going to do it. I gotta do this. Let's do a little segment we like to call. Well, what do you call it?
I call it Hanukkah time.
Entertainment, and it goes a little something like this. Woo!
Okay, the Deaf Den has a lot of things to do today. Dictionary.com has the word of the year. We have a new show called Telenovela that aired. We have reviews of different things that need to be discussed very, very seriously. And the LA and New York film critics have put out their award choices. So I don't want
it's
you to
that
sit
time
in,
of year.
I do not want you to sit at an Oscar party going, I don't know what any of these movies are, because I'm giving you 6 weeks to 8 weeks notice as to what these movies are. I even did it on that one.
That was good. Very nice. Right. Hit the post.
All right. So let's start with the Deaf Den.
Hang on. Okay, got it. Boom.
Let's get that off my iPod because my iPod is tired. The fucking thing is dying.
Got it. So we're doing...
Song number one.
Here we go.
Hollywood Lawn died this week. And if you're not familiar with Hollywood Lawn, maybe you've heard this song in the first... verse is exclusively about her.
Oh, I did not know that.
If you're living your truth, or whatever that fucking thing that cunt keeps saying in California.
Holly came from Miami, FLA.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hitchhiked away across USA.
She took a walk on the wild side.
Plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She
Boom.
Says, hey, babe.
I never heard that before.
So Holly Woodlawn, who is America's first and favorite transsexual, decided to
first and favorite.
Decided both. In 1969 that she was not going to get any kind of sexual reassignment. She was just going to live her personal truth, which is the phrase that we all want to kill ourselves when we hear now. She named herself after Holly from Breakfast at Tiffany's. And she chose the name Woodlawn from the episode of I Love Lucy. And she used to say she was the heir of the Woodlawn Cemetery family. It was not true. She hung with the Warhol crowd, and we all have a mutual friend, except for Michael. We all have a mutual friend that was part of that crowd.
What was the point of shielding his eyes?
Because Michael's the only one that wasn't around back then. He has no idea who
Eddie
is.
Who's a mutual friend?
Eddie.
The shielding of his eyes didn't make any sense to me
at
all.
I was trying to just block him from the camera.
Eddie.
I have multiple 6 degrees of separation.
Who's Eddie?
I've met
Eddie who?
We all met Holly when she was in Scottsdale for Eddie McNeil from BS West.
Holly did my makeup the first time I ever time I ever did drag.
Holly.
But not Holly. Not Holly Woodland. No.
Holly Woods.
No. Holly Woodland was here for
Holly
like,
Woodland?
No.
Holly Woodland and I met and she helped me with my makeup.
Oh, helped you, but like She was here for like 25 seconds.
Yeah.
She had $6.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right.
If you helped her, she would have had $26. That would have been something she would have written about in her book. But just one of those celebrities from the past. She was in, I can't remember what, Trash was her big movie. And then there was a campaign at one point to get her a nomination for Best Actress for one of her roles, because they just kept making it bigger and bigger. And if you're ever confused, and now let me think.
If there were just a device.
Right. Oh, because I always get his name wrong. I mix up Morrissey from The Smiths with the Morrissey that directed movies for Andy Warhol. He did Frankenstein and all that stuff.
Paul Morrissey.
Yeah. I mix them up frequently. But Paul Morrissey liked her, got her in that. Lou Reed met her. She was part of that whole crowd. And she basically outlived everyone of the Warhol era. And if you were in Phoenix a few months ago and you saw the Warhol exhibit at the Phoenix Art Museum, she was featured.
Woman in Revolt.
Woman in Revolt.
Yeah.
She was actually featured in.
There the screen was tests and all that.
The screen tests and all those still photography. All those.
Oh.
It was a wonderful exhibit.
I saw it with my mom.
And Holly Woodlawn was in the part where they just did the screen test where they didn't talk. They just stood there and did all the faces and stuff.
Right.
So it was just an interesting character, and we have a second degree of connection, separation from Holly, from someone that we all know who was part of that set and escaped to raise chickens in Phoenix.
Like you do.
Are you talking about Joel?
No, Eddie, remember? Eddie came here to raise chickens, and he lost all the chickens on 7th Street.
Like, because Joel tried that story too.
But honestly, he still does success. He successfully is raising chickens. Yeah, but if you ever read an interesting story about BS West and the people that started it or like brought it to fruition, just ask one day about Eddie's journey from New York to Phoenix on the Greyhound bus to raise chickens and how he lost all the chickens on Central Avenue. And his experience.
Now you just said 7th Street. Now you said Central.
It's somewhere. It's downtown. Let's just say downtown.
Okay.
But he lost all the chickens because they ran away
downtown.
I still want to say 7th Street.
Oh, my God.
So much fun. But he comes from that era, and he knew all of them. And when Holly came to town, when we all met her, she wanted to see Eddie again because it had been so long since she had seen him. And she was so excited to find out that he was like alive and doing well, because many from that story
were not. Right.
All right. So the next one is, I don't have a lot to go with this, including I forgot to put Google into the thing, but let me get to the other page and you can play the song at any point and we'll just talk over it. Scott Weiland, I think is how you pronounce his name, from Stone Temple Pilots died this past weekend.
And I met him in 2006.
Really?
Yeah.
And I like that his family put out, like, don't celebrate this.
Yeah,
like, this
it's pretty brutal.
This is a tragedy. Like, this is someone who never got off drugs. But if you were in a karaoke bar from 1997 to maybe 2007, like I was, you've heard the song way too many times by karaoke singers. But a really distinctive, great voice. I think he was Interstate Love Song is the one that I know him from. And what's the guy with the belt buckle? What's the belt buckle guy? The balls guy from
from our old karaoke
from
pass?
Karaoke.
Oh my God! Wow.
Because that's how I know Stone Temple Pilots is from him. Because
he sang it all. Because
he sang it all the time. Yep. And he was. Oh, I'm so sorry. He was so good.
Chad. Yes. Chad.
For those of you that know the Stone Temple Pilots from more respectable ways, just the loss of a great talent. Yeah.
I met Scott in 2006. And
how'd you meet him?
Not on Grindr, because it wasn't existent back
That's
then.
That's how I met him.
I'm like, where are you going with this? I met him at a bar that I worked at, because he was in town doing a show, and I was working at that hotel at the time. And he was so pleasant, and just an incredible person. Really liked my interaction with him.
Duh.
Okay.
Duh, yeah, I'm drunk.
Oh, no. That duh was to me.
No, no.
All right, so what was the third thing on that list?
Dance to the music.
Shut
up and dance!
But an absolutely someone who's, like, anonymous, and you may not know her, and you'd have to get further through the song, but Cynthia Robinson from Sly and the Family Stone.
Really?
Saxophonist, horn player.
She died?
She died this weekend, and he called her specifically. Turn it up.
Amina is making some awesome comments tonight, by the way.
Are you allowed to play this without it being a parody or a commentary?
No, we have to comment about it. We have to say it's a great song.
That's a great
song.
And
then we get tagged with a copyright, but nobody fights it.
I just have to say, if you're ever driving in a car with me and this song comes on, I'll put it in park like it's an old 70s car, and I will get out and dance on the street.
I don't know.
But at one point, he called. You don't know Dancing Music by Sly and the Family Stone?
Really?
Yes, you do. When it gets to the hook, you'll understand.
Dance to the music. Okay. Yeah, of course, you know this song.
You're not even.
But
that
they all just did it.
But he calls in every. These it's,
old
it's,
fucks.
Everybody does their tribute to the Wall of Sound, and Sly and the Family Stone. This was theirs, but instead of like making me explain it to you drunk some night in a hotel room,
or like now,
right?
Hanukkah.
But he
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. He calls out every instrument, and at one point he calls out Cynthia specifically for the horns.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Seriously, this is one of my favorite songs of all time. This is just the greatest ever, ever, ever. You just want to dance to it, but it's on Cynthia. But they call in every part of it. I was ready with you, too. All right. So then the Death Den continues. Martin Brooks dies. You may not know him, and the younger people in the room may not know him, but he was Dr. Rudy Wells on The Bionic Woman and The $6 Million Man.
I know that show.
He was both of their... Confidant, okay. Well, Oscar. What was Oscar's last name on
Goldman?
Those? Oscar Goldman.
I don't know, I mean.
Yeah. So, Oscar Goldman may have been a little bit of a thorn in their side, but Dr. Rudy Wells was always on their team. So, the great, and he was like 90 something.
90 exactly.
90 exactly. So, the fact that Dr. Rudy Wells was alive yesterday is the real headline because he's dead today. But I just.
Oh, I'm looking him up. I recognize him because I watched The Bionic Woman on like MeTV or something. It's on one of those channels.
Oh, so. I'm not sure when it really aired. So, there's all that. And then, in our last person for The Death Den. Robert Loggia, character actor for many years, and I loved him from Jagged Edge with Ms. Glenn Close, the greatest actress that's ever lived or breathed. And he was the private investigator that helps her solve the crime. Oscar nominated for that role. Well deserved. She should have been nominated.
Welcome too. He's in like some of the mob movies, too.
He's in a lot of mob movies, but his claim to fame and where you will all know him from is from the movie Big with
Tom Hanks.
With Tom Hanks, where he does. They
Heart
play Chopstick.
Soul.
Heart is it Heart and Soul or Chopsticks? I never remember. Heart and Soul.
Let's look it up.
I don't remember. It's either Heart and Soul or
Heart
Chopsticks.
And Soul, I think.
Yeah.
Dun, no, Chopsticks.
Chopsticks on the toy piano.
I'm pretty sure it's bomb,
Big.
In F.A.O. Schwartz.
In F.A.O. Schwartz. I don't remember which one.
You might be right.
I don't know. I don't remember anymore. But the thing is that they did not use the stunt doubles that were standing by. They were very concerned that it would just be feet on the
that
piano.
That was Tom Hanks and Big.
With Robert Loggia is the guy that's doing it with him. That's what I'm saying. That's where you would know him from.
Yeah.
But I just don't remember if it was Chopsticks or if it was Heart and Soul. We don't.
Chopsticks.
But Heart and Soul sounds better because Chopsticks.
I thought he was the finder of lost loves when I first heard that he died. Do you remember that show?
Yes.
But that's not him. That's Anthony Franciosa.
Oh, yeah. Like Shelley Winter's old partner and lover.
But doesn't she only do those commercials?
Adolescence.
She doesn't
what song
does it
say
anymore.
It is?
I'm looking it up.
We do. Every day.
Are we playing it?
Yes.
I found in love with you.
It's Heart and Soul. Yeah, it's Heart and Soul. All right, good call.
Oh, I thought it was Chopsticks, though.
So, I think that's all our Death Den. But, I mean, really sad, and if you have not seen Jagged Edge, where Glenn Close is at her spectacular best, because she's
so
in the
good.
Age...
Love that movie.
Because remember, you're either the ingenue, the district attorney, mm-hmm. or the mother. Those are your three mm-hmm. careers as a woman. And it was in, during her district attorney phase when she was fantastic.
That is so true.
My mom let me watch that movie, but she covered my eyes. Like, you can't watch this where the titties are.
So good.
Oh, if she would have just changed that now, wouldn't she be happier?
Oh. Mom, you never let me watch titties. That's why I'm gay.
This just in.
Hanukkah.
This just in.
Hanukkah.
They
Hanukkah.
Played Heart and Soul and Chopsticks.
Oh, okay.
But and Hanukkah.
Well, and what Robert Loggia always wanted
both songs known for the Hanukkah season.
Yes, Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. What they really wanted you to know through that is that they never used a stunt double, that the stunt doubles never got on the piano because they both agreed they would learn the choreography, not just for the face parts, but they wanted to make sure it was all full shots.
Sure.
They wanted to make sure there was no editing. Okay, so we'll start with the LA Film Critics. And it's not on this list.
How long do I have before No Bad?
Oh, a minute. You got a minute.
Okay. 1 minute. Are you going to the kitchen?
Nope.
He's going to poop. Light a candle.
For Hanukkah.
Okay, we're going to...
Yes!
We're going to have to... I can't believe I found an article that...
It's not very...
It, didn't do the right thing. So we're going to go to the New York Film Critics online because the LA Film Critics decided to not tell you what the winners were. They just had a reading article. So the New York Film Critics... top 10 pictures of 2015, alphabetical. 45 Years, The Big Short, which is the movie about the banks. Bridge of Spies, Brooklyn, Best Actress contender for, I can't pronounce her name,
Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah. Brooklyn, I already said that. Carol, which is the movie to see, and if
Cate Blanchett
had not already won her Oscar, this would be the movie she won it for. Mad Max Fury Road, which is doing surprisingly well.
Yeah, it's getting a lot of
love. Sicario.
Did you see it?
Yes. I loved it. It was fantastic. And we talked about it ad nauseum here because I loved it so much. Sicario with John Krasinski's wife.
Now we're talking about that.
Sicario. What the hell is her name? She's in Devil Wears Prada.
Emily
Blunt.
Yeah.
Fantastic movie. Find it. It's getting a little bit harder to see right now because it won't come out till after Star Wars. But Sicario should be on your list. Spotlight. Saw it this week.
Wait.
Amazing.
I thought you were talking about what did I see this week? We're talking about entertainment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for checking in.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Well, our conversations go everywhere.
Yeah.
Spotlight. What after Spotlight?
Steve Jobs, which is...
I liked it.
My thought was, and because I finally have a movie lover in the room.
Liked it.
I thought it was very Shakespearean in the three acts. I love that it came in three acts. Yeah. Because if you watch this movie 50 years from now and you have no idea who Steve Jobs was, it's just a tragedy about a man in three different acts and what he did wrong and a little bit of redemption at the end. I thought it was just brilliant, brilliant writing and a really well-directed movie and a great performance.
Did you see it, Clayton?
Which one?
Steve Jobs?
I have not yet. No. As a biography,
I thought, who cares? Who gives a shit about this guy? But I thought as a movie, as a piece of theater, this stood up to the test.
I loved how they shot it in like the appropriate... Did you see it?
I have not yet.
The appropriate film stock for the time. Yeah. Like it was so brilliant. Yeah. The brilliance of that movie really just lays
under the surface.
It looks kind of
hazy and like brown.
Sure. And Marnie hates when you take a movie and you dissect it ad nauseum, but that's one of those movies.
No. Some movies I hate.
She doesn't even like it when you dissect it over and over.
No.
But that movie.
But that's the last one.
Condescending.
The last one is Trumbo.
Is that open yet?
Trumbo opened. I saw it a couple of weeks ago. It's
that looks very interesting too.
It's so good about the communist scare House and American Committee.
You'll love this.
I think dissecting movies is very brilliant and needs to happen.
It was dirty.
Just not certain.
They do what?
Fucked up. Dirty.
The what?
The Italian movie from the 60s or 70s, La Scala, was that the name of it? It was an Italian movie from like...
Recently?
Let's ask our chat room.
No, so
60s or 70s.
They're remaking it.
Oh, La Scala, yeah.
La Scala, right? So they're remaking it. Is that what you were talking about earlier?
No, not at all. The movie's called Sicario. It's called Sicario.
Hanukkah!
Yeah. It's called Sicario. It's about the drug.
I'm drunk.
It's about the drug trade. But anyways.
Annette wants to know about the Danish girl and
yes,
all
but we all need to see that movie because everybody's fucking
Eddie Redmayne for a Best Oscar, Best Actor nomination.
So the Danish girl is coming out sometime around Christmas, but if all works according to the Al plan, The Revenant with Leonardo DiCaprio will land him his first Oscar.
Oh.
Because Leonardo DiCaprio needs fucking Oscar.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
But he should have gotten that for...
Departed, too.
The Revolution.
The Revolution.
Revolutionary Road. His Oscar should have come... Everyone's Oscar should have come from Revolutionary Road, and that movie, for some reason,
But I think he should have gotten
that one for last year.
Revolutionary Road is from the same year as The Reader.
Right, right. So last year, though, Harrison,
2008 or 9.
I want to say last year.
The Wolf of Wall Street was last week that I thought he should have won
for.
Yeah,
he was brilliant in that.
And he could have won Best Picture and he would have got his Oscar. Mm-hmm. Like, but the interesting thing is in the movie down here called The Big Short, Brad Pitt is listed. They list Oscar nominee, Oscar winner. They list because the cast in The Big Short
is
ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And Brad Pitt, who now has an Academy Award for producing 12 Years a Slave, still keeps himself in the credits as Oscar nominee. Yeah. He could say Oscar winner. He chooses not to, which I think is very interesting for him to humbly say, mine is for a producer nomination, not for an actor, and everyone else here is going on their acting laurels. So I think that was one more reason to like Brad Pitt.
Also, I want to talk about Spotlight real quickly.
May I just ask a quick movie question of you gentlemen? Which is the movie with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie?
It did Mr. terrible. Mrs. No, no, Mr. there's a new one. It's called Seaside.
Oh, By the Sea. New one.
By the Sea
by
or
the
Seaside.
Sea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it came out a couple weeks ago. Horrible reviews, giant bomb.
Okay. Yeah. Because I didn't see, all I've seen is.
But it also wasn't released widely, and it
bombed by any standard. Vague.
It was released as a small film.
But so is Spotlight, Trumbo, Room, all these movies, and we haven't gotten to the rest of those. But so Best Actress is Room, and if you're going to see something this holiday season and you don't want to be an idiot at the Oscar party, you want to see Room.
Who's
with
the girl
Brie
in
Larson.
Oh, Brie Larson.
She was in Short Term 12 a couple years ago. She's from...
She's in the Amy... what's her name? The comedian Amy Schumer movie. She was in that too.
She's in that, but she's from the United States of Tara. Like this girl has got a solid, solid resume. And Short Term 12, she should have been nominated. She didn't make the shortlist for that. But this is the movie. Like she is our front runner this year.
Do you know what I saw? And I'm surprised she hasn't made any like best ofs. Is the Dan Rather movie? Truth.
No, Truth. It bombed because it just
a great movie though. I loved it.
It was a great movie, but it. For some reason, it didn't play right, and it has received no...
But I would like to see that, too, because I knew nothing about that happening. Yeah. And but also, I wasn't a follower of CBS News.
Actually, if you watch it, you'll go, oh, wow, I remember this happening.
No, I'm sure I will. But I didn't understand, because I wasn't a follower of CBS News anyway. I don't know why. I associated CBS News and West Bend Appliances for some reason, and I never followed any of it. I was always an ABC News... I know it's a really weird...
Yeah, it's
association.
A weird way to go, but okay.
But I was always an ABC News person until Peter Jennings left, and then once that was done, then I went to NBC. But I never followed CBS, so I didn't know anything about why he wasn't there and all this stuff. I just thought he got old and retired.
No, and it really was. The story was true, but they got a bum memo. Dick Cheney and the cronies slipped in a memo, and they took it as like the smoking gun. And they had all their facts in line, but they took this memo as the... If you watch the newsroom, you know that you want that source to confirm something.
Right.
So they used the memo as their linchpin when they had
just
all
classic
this,
Republican diversion.
Diversion and tactics. And it really isn't... It's a good movie, but for some reason, it just didn't ring the way Spotlight did when it came to...
I'll watch it. I'll see it.
Oh, no. You'll enjoy it. I enjoyed
you
it completely.
To see
you have to
Spotlight.
See it. But Spotlight is... amazing. When you see Truth, good movie, you see Spotlight, you're like, this is a great movie. Like there is a difference in the quality of the filmmaking, and Truth is kind of bent towards Robert Redford. Like it really is.
Well, Spotlight
leaning
is like
pretty hard.
10-12 people, equal billing, equal footing, sort of, and Truth is really Cate Blanchett and Robert Redford.
Right,
it's almost like a two-person play.
It's you're right. It's a true story. They're both true stories, but one just plays a little bit better. Like Trumbo is about Trumbo. Everybody else is in the sidelines, but they should be because the movie's called Trumbo.
It's about
Trumbo. It's what he did.
It's like a show with Clayton McKee. Right. It's really not about me at all. It's about everybody else who's in it.
Al Perkins.
You're right. Exactly.
So the LA Film Critics Spotlight was their best picture. Screenplay, ensemble cast, and director. Brie Larson was named Best Actress for
Hateful Eight
in
on any of these lists?
No. Paul Dana was voted Best Actor for his role as Brian Wilson in Love and Mercy, a movie that... Rooney Mara earned kudos for Best Supporting Actress for her work in Carol. And you're going to find out if she shows up. And then one of the greatest actors of our time, Mark Rylance, comes up for Bridge of Spies. and Mark Rylance is just
waiting. Who's he in that?
Tom Hanks, isn't it?
He's the Russian guy.
Oh, that's him.
Yeah, but he's what he does that thing on TV where he plays every single character. Mm-hmm. He's the Wolf Hall and all that shit. But Mad Max Fury Road, cinematography.
Never saw it.
Debut as a director, Ex Machina. If you haven't seen that, see it.
Mm-mm, don't want to see it.
Mark Rylance, yeah. You don't know him, but trust me,
yeah.
He is going to be the new.
Who's that guy that just won last year?
Christoph Waltz. Oh. He's going to be the next one of him, and he's going to be the next one of the guy that's on Dennis O'Hare. The guy that like got notoriety on Broadway for Take Me Out, and now he's in every TV show and every movie. Okay. Mark Rylance is the next person that everyone's going to cast as third guy from the left. That you'll be like, okay. Richard Jenkins is the other guy.
Sure,
Spotlight,
sure.
He's the guy on the phone. Mm-hmm. And you know Richard Jenkins so well that even though he's not in the credits and the part's not listed, you know Richard Jenkins' voice. That me and my friend were like, oh, it's Richard Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those people. Mark Rylance is the next one of that crowd. So the LA Film Critics, Best Picture, Spotlight. Best Director, George Miller, Fury Road. Mad Max. Seriously, if you've not seen this movie, get the biggest screen you can, the loudest thing you can. It's pro women. It's a great, 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 great movie. Great cinematography. The screenplay stands up to every single test you can give it. It's gorgeous. And it's one of those things where you get a big action blockbuster with a lot of heart and a great fucking movie.
That doesn't interest me.
I know, and you said that online, and I was so disappointed. This movie is good.
There's nothing about it that makes me want to see it, except for you being excited about
it. It's a female lead. No. It's a great female part. It's about women. It's a pro. It's one of those messages that you never see in those kind of movies. Best Actor, Michael Fassbender, Steve Jobs. Charlotte Rampling gets her number in the Best Actress race for 45 years. Michael Shannon, 99 Homes, never heard of it. Alicia Vikander. Alicia Vikander. Until you listen to me, I'm going to say
Alicia Vikander.
Right.
I have it. Watch.
Alicia Vikander. She is the next star of the next 20 years. She is the Jennifer
is
Lawrence
from?
Coming up. Ex Machina. She's in The Danish Girl.
Oh, yeah. She's the supporting girl.
You think I don't listen to you, but I come real close at the
this
Oscar party.
This girl is the shit.
Yeah, I've heard that over and over.
The shit. The shit. And Ex Machina, get a chance, watch it on video, wherever you find it. Great, great movie.
Do we have a date for the Oscars?
Yes, of course you have a date for the Oscars. See this movie.
You didn't really follow up with my question. What is the date of the Oscars?
Fucking Google it. It's like New Year's Eve. You'll find it.
Bitch, I thought you...
Beautiful.
Why would you already have it?
February 28th.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
She's beautiful, but at Ex Machina,
I'd stick my dick in her mouth.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Such a good movie, but she's in Danish Girl.
Right behind her, it says D-bag. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Douche bag, right?
And she's in a third movie this year that was really good. But please see
Ex
Machina.
I'll stick my douche bag
in her mouth. So good.
228.
Best production design, ooh. Mad Max. Best cinematography, Mad Max.
Sunday.
Best editing, The Big Short.
Yeah.
When is it?
It's on February 28th.
And the one that's winning
on
all the
Sunday.
Awards for best documentary is Amy.
Amy's winning a lot.
It's winning a lot.
Is Amy the
Amy Winehouse?
I don't remember. I just the reason I was asking.
Ex Machina is the computer story.
Yeah.
Anomalisa is the cartoon to see this year, the animated feature, Anomalisa. So we're done with all those. That's all done. We got those done. Okay, there's a TV show on this. It premiered yesterday. They did two episodes. It comes on for real in January.
Yeah, I watched it.
Called Telenovela.
I have to see this.
Clayton only wants to watch it for hot Mexicans.
But because we talk about...
And I'm on board with that.
There's no other reason
because
to really
watch it. We talk about
Eva Longoria.
Steel Magnolias all the time. The person that wrote this and executive produced it and created it is Robert Harling,
who gave
us Steel Magnolias and the funniest movie ever made, Soap Dish.
Yep.
So what he did is he took Soap Dish, the funniest movie ever made.
I haven't seen Soap Dish in years.
Oh, and he turned it into a
TV show.
Telenovela.
Hallelujah.
And Ava Longoria is playing Sally Field. And they even brought the character that was played by...
That's going to be
what's
amazing.
The chubby girl's name that's so funny?
Kathy Najimy?
Kathy Najimy's character is there, but now she's Hispanic with three kids and can't find a baby. Sitter, but she's okay with cat burgling. It's not. It's got. There's a lot
Olive.
Wrong with the show.
It's gonna be awesome.
I watched the second episode yesterday, and I was all.
It's not great, but because we talk about Robert Harling so much, and we swear allegiance to Steel Magnolias, he's written a third thing. Jump on board. But it wasn't great, but it was kind of funny. All right, so let's get to. We're almost done. The crosstalk.
That's weird, huh?
Really, that sounds weird coming from Alfie, Hanukkah. crosstalk.
Okay. Dictionary.com has identified identity as the word of the year, which makes me hate Caitlyn Jenner even more. So now we're down to two things. We'll start with the first one so that the second can turn into an all skate. Number one, if you're not watching Fargo this season, you're a fucking retard.
Yeah, oh!
I'm throwing it out there.
Don't use that word. She's going to get angry.
I'm going to. And you can get angry all you want to. That show is the golden age of television.
It's brilliant. But if you're not watching it, it just makes you need to watch it later.
Yes.
If something
I've got it on DVR. I just haven't had time. Yeah.
But when you get to
what was the second thing?
So wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
If you're watching it later, and he claims that you're a retard for not watching it now, if you watch it later, are you a retarded retard?
No. Yes, we will slow down. We will retract the retard status. I had to throw it out there to get her attention. Yeah. But Fargo. Firing on every level. And is Kirsten Dunst not hitting every fucking note?
I did read that this should be her big year for that show.
What are you doing? What are you doing over there?
I have a see.
Listing everything that you fucked up.
Candor, even though I spelled it wrong.
Right. What's the second thing?
But Fargo, agree with me on this one.
Fargo's brilliant.
Kirsten Dunst.
Oh, she's brilliant.
The fulfillment of a promise. Like, we have just reached Nirvana.
Absolutely.
Jean Smart, good as it gets.
Always is.
Yesterday's episode was brilliant, but the week before just
was amazing.
I honestly gave it a standing ovation in my living room. Last week's episode,
And what was the second thing?
The Wiz.
Oh, okay, The Wiz.
Are you seriously not watching Fargo?
I don't cables.
No, she doesn't have anything.
Oh, my God. When it comes out on DVD, I will buy it for you.
Yeah, that's what I do. Like, I'll eventually watch it. Like, that's how I discovered Veep, because I watched the whole thing over the weekend.
I honestly cannot talk enough about Fargo. It's so good. It is.
Do you know what I can't talk enough about?
Are we ready?
The Wiz.
The Wiz, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz.
It was brilliant.
It took me a week to delete that. I had to watch it every single day. Let's start with, from the beginning, let's start with Stephanie Mills, in a thankless role, blows it out of the park. Sends it out of the into the
beautiful
stratosphere.
Voice, beautiful heart.
I have it recorded. I will be watching it.
She's a midget.
That's Shawnese Wilson
Williams.
She is Williams.
Tiny.
Teeny tiny. She still looks seven.
Smaller than Kristen Chenoweth?
I think so. I would honestly say she might be smaller.
That girl, the lead, Shawnese Wilson, whatever her name is, that was a Star is Born moment. That girl.
But that's later in our review. Let's go.
She could sing. She could act.
I can't hear you.
Dance.
No, I was saying that that's what you were explaining to me in the audition process.
Oh, I cried. When I watched on NBC the making of The Wiz, when they show her audition and she goes through it all and they stage the thing where they're like, we have to bring her back. Her microphone failed. We have to re-record her. And they brought her back and they like, okay, you have to do this. And by the way, you're Dorothy. And when they told her that, I started crying because I was so happy for her. Then she called her mother on the phone and she's like, Mom, I have something to tell you. And the mom's like, what? I got the part. And she starts crying and I start crying again. Oh my God, it was crazy.
Well, I have to watch that.
Amber Riley as Atta Pearl.
Oh, yeah.
Out of the
beautiful voice.
Heart.
Yeah.
Like, hits every note, every nuance, the costumes were spectacular.
I'll have to see all of it.
The choreography of Anna Pearl.
And the one that you asked me to cue up is one of my favorite songs of the whole fucking movie.
We're getting there. Because we're going character by character here, people.
Got it.
I told you The Wiz was going to be a while.
All right. We got time.
There's a bottle in the... Oh, yeah. That's mine.
What's in the fridge?
No, go to the bottom of the drawer. Bottom drawer of the fridge. Get there.
Show, though, I loved how they modernized it. I loved how it made more sense. I loved the costumes. I loved the dancing. There were a few things I didn't love about it, though.
No, the acting was a little flat because the book is weak. It's like The Sound of Music. It's a very weak book. You're just going song to song. You just want to find out what everybody can sing. The crows, the choreography, the presentation of the crows, amazing. Scarecrow
does.
You can't win. The Scarecrow. It's the kid from, he played Seaweed in Hairspray.
Elijah Kelly.
Oh, that's who that was. He's adorable.
He's adorable.
I couldn't figure out who that was.
Yes, Anant, Fargo.
Oh my God, that's what
so
I'm
good.
Right now.
But the highlight to me of the male cat, well, I can't even lie about that. They were
David Alan Grier.
All of them, because you can't pick a favorite, because they Tin Man, Neo, phenomenal. And he got all the dirty nuances of Slide Some Oil on Me.
Slide Some Oil to Me.
To Me. Because it sounds like on me. It's dirty. It's...
Let it run down my back.
Let it trickle down my spine. If you don't have SDP, Crisco will do just fine.
And as one of the reviewers said, he's like, every gay guy that's ever watched that show has been like, this show's a little dirty.
Yeah, I didn't even catch it.
Oh, yeah.
I swear to God.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
And I went back and watched, because Nipsey Russell was the original role for that.
Yes,
and phenomenal.
He's not, but he's the movie role.
Oh, I'm sorry, the movie role. Right, I'm sorry.
Huh, I didn't even catch that. Look at this one with a towel and all that.
Oh my gosh, she's got a towel!
Garçon?
Well, in the Dominican Republic, that's how they would do this.
And then David...
I really got nothing for you.
David Alan Grier.
And that look doesn't show up on the camera, by the way.
David Alan Grier was brilliant.
As the lion was brilliant. And when they got to be a lion... That's when I thought she became a star. Dorothy, whose name is...
Shanice Wilson or Williams?
Became a star in during Being a Lion. But the fact that he... David Alan Grier, who used to give us, like, the living in Living Color,
right.
The gay guys with
hats.
He can
sing.
He could... I mean, and he... Now, when I saw that many, many years ago on stage... Off Broadway, like Buffalo.
Olivia told me he's like a Yale
Buffalo. Not even close to
off Broadway. It was a very, very cute gay kid, gay person, adult. I seriously
an actor who might have been homosexual.
I don't know if he was 15 90, or
97. Exactly, right.
But he was very, 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 very gay. And I thought it was a directorial choice at the time, and I still do. That they made him gay. That was the point to that role. Was
the lion?
The lion. But he was a big, big... He was kind of like what's his butt from...
Drop Dead Gorgeous?
Unbreakable. What's that show called?
Oh, Titus?
Titus Andromedon. Yeah. Andromedon.
And I'm just fucking with him, Richard.
It was very, very much like Titus Andromedon all these years later. So he was really gay, really queenie, and when she sang Be a Lion, he like stood up and was like, all right, I'm a gay lion, but I'm still a lion. I'm going to do this. And then he picked her up in his arms.
Yeah,
and when they did the
scene.
Last part, he like held her up in the air, and I was like, woo! And I was like, oh my God, it's a gay rights anthem. I really knew.
Oh.
Who needs a gay lion?
But I just I just have to say, David Alan Grier, hats off to you. Who knew you could sing like that? Beautiful part. Four. Then we have to get to...
Really, it did well.
The flowers. What are they called? Poppies.
The poppy scene.
The poppies, because the poppies are heroin. So if you're watching a show, and for all of you fuckers who are looking for diverse casting in The Wiz, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, sit
put
down.
Your head in the toilet, flush it, call yourself a faggot, make it a hate crime. From me, love Al.
Hanukkah.
But the poppies are about...
Hanukkah!
Are about heroin in the ghetto and the dangers of it, and the cowardly lion fights addiction. And he wins a poppy addiction, and he wins the story. And they were so hot. I mean, it was
a beautiful scene.
Sexy, 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 sexy. Queen Latifah, amazing.
Amazing.
Every note, beautiful in both costumes.
Beautiful.
And then our only downfall...
Wait, she had a song?
Yeah, she had a song.
I can't remember her song now.
Her song is The Wiz. What's it called?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The only Uzo Aduba.
Aduba. She was brilliant, I thought. Personally.
But it's a live performance.
Yeah.
She's very excited. You could tell she was happy. She just started, she got into the key change, and she went maybe a half a step below where she should be.
Are you talking for just a second, right?
Oh.
That one kind of, there was like
yeah.
a
and she,
minute,
she went
yeah.
to the key change, and she didn't quite change the whole key. So I'm thinking when they release the DVD, they're going to let her
the studio version,
that,
right.
And somebody's going to just make that a sharp, not a flat, dear.
I hope they don't, because they kept selling the show as it's live. Anything can happen.
Oh, and
by
it
the
worked.
Way, there was nothing.
But I don't really want to listen to.
That.
I don't really want someone to sing flat on my.
Well, the soundtrack. I'm sure they recorded the soundtrack first,
far in advance.
But I hope if they release it, they release it.
But she was so into the character.
No.
It was the only off note.
Right.
Besides the one time, there was a time where you could see a camera. There was one time where you could see a guy's hand and a puppet.
Right,
like
right.
There were mistakes.
Sure.
But I just wanted her to just live up to her height.
I thought that she was fucking amazing.
She was.
But it was the only time in that whole show that someone went like, the key change came and you're like, oh.
Well, I'd like to see it. But it was like, sure you
it was forced. No. Exactly. Lena Horne. It's a
key change.
Believe in yourself.
Hanukkah key change.
And then they played.
I know, they're all different tones. Love it.
They're from China.
No,
I don't.
No.
Sing some
of them.
Wait, now you're trying to piss off the Chinese.
One of my favorite parts of the whole thing was their hand. Because I didn't understand it when I first saw the casting. I didn't understand. I was like, oh, so is she going to be in drag as the Wiz? What's the deal? Or is she just going to play this as a man?
They changed the role.
No, they didn't at all.
They didn't really, though.
They called her sir when she was dressed as a man and kind of referred to her as a she when she was a woman.
Actually, in one scene, I think somebody messed up and said she when she was still in the... but it was just part of the Wiz's artifice. It was part of...
Yeah, it was beautifully
about,
done.
Like, I've put on such a big show, you don't even know if I'm a man or a woman. You don't know if I'm a wizard or a human.
I got...
because then they show her, like, when she goes back to Kansas, spoiler alert, I'm sorry, Wichita. When she goes back to Wichita, she's in full Queen Latifah beauty, like the long, the 30-inch hair.
She is a beautiful woman.
I don't like being standard queen.
She was easy breezy cover girl at the end of that.
She really was.
But I have to tell you, it took me 6 days of watching that parts of it daily to absorb all of the joy that it was. Yeah. And the first time that I watched Uzo, who everyone knows I'm her biggest fan. Like, I rooted for her every single second of her career.
Donna?
No, it was...
Uzo Aduba.
Yeah. Love her. And it was just... You could see her excitement and her, like, wanting to. And if you watch, because it's a live performance with no audience, so your only encouragement comes from your co-stars.
And your cast.
You can watch...
Or your crew.
Amber Riley as Atta Pearl just rooting her on. Like, you have the number... But Amber Riley just peed all over that show. Like, seriously.
Don't you? I almost also think that where she went wrong is that she sat there and watched the entire show.
Well, oh, and probably got excited for everything. Like, she was probably just as excited for everyone doing so well.
I didn't realize, but like, there are several parts in the play and in the movie where you just have one scene. It's just one scene, and then it's a one and done. And Glinda is one of those. She doesn't appear till the very, 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 very end. Like, last 10 minutes of the entire thing. She doesn't come up in a bubble. She doesn't come in a bubble earlier and help her through it. You don't see her until the
good
very,
there's
very
Adam Pearl and Glinda.
No. I'm trying to compare them to too many things.
So, like, a live performance like that, I think she just sat there and she just got her nerves.
Yeah. But it was good. It was still beautiful, and you may not notice it.
It's not porn.
Okay. The only person we forgot through all of this is Mary J. Blige.
Ah! She was incredible.
Who plays Eveline?
Eveline.
I'm evil with y'all.
Probably the performance of her lifetime, aside from No More Drama at the Emmys, at the Grammys. My favorite thing of all with choreographers and singing is like Cher does, where you do your number and the backup dancers are working their ass off and you just throw a shoulder in at the right time.
I was watching that. I was like, does she not know how to dance?
But I thought she carried it off. Like, she kept she would jump into the dance for 3 steps. And when she came over at the end, she got that shit done.
She had that. She looked
beginning,
fabulous, by
beginning,
the way.
Beginning, beginning to end. I just thought it was NBC's greatest triumph.
I was like, where did you get that purple corset?
It took me 5 days to erase it, and then I ordered it on Blu-ray today.
Oh, very nice.
That girl's going to win an Emmy. Shanice will win.
When is this supposed to happen?
When's what supposed to happen?
The song.
Anytime now.
Oh, you were supposed to, like, fucking cue me, bitch.
I did a while ago, and you didn't play it, so I decided you were
playing. What's letting us know is that the Wiz.
Well, when I wake up in the afternoon. Don't nobody bring me no bad news. Cause I wake up already naked and I'm wide on my views. So don't nobody bring me no bad news. Well, if we're gonna be buddies,
oh God,
we better phone up on the road. Don't nobody bring me no bad news.
No bad news.
You can't be my best of friend.
It's my favorite song. I remember being a little kid when the album came out, when the movie soundtrack came out. I got that, which I talked about last week, that I dug out after I watched the making of, and I dug out, and I mean, he was asleep, and I was just playing all of it all over the place. Oh my God! When these
isn't it the mom from What's Happening that sings it?
No, it's Mabel King.
Mabel King, yeah. who's but She was the, but she wasn't the mom. I don't think she was the mom. I think she was.
No, she's the mom.
Was she the mom or is she the sister?
She's the mom.
She was somebody else.
Sister was D.
Who the fuck is that?
Oh my God,
Josh.
That's
Josh Mountain Lioness?
Yes.
Hi, Josh Mountain Lioness.
Hi.
You know what Kat says when the show goes off the rails?
It's all, we don't, there's rails.
It's Mabel King.
Yeah, it is Mabel
King. I love that version.
Harrison. I just love you. Yes, that's awesome.
Everybody here on the is it really her?
Hi, honey.
Yeah, it
oh
is Mabel
God,
King.
That's
yeah,
fantastic.
Say hi to Josh.
Hi, baby.
All right, so.
How are you?
This is it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
They certainly outfitted her a little differently.
Because she wasn't gorgeous like Mary J. Blige.
Oh, she was gorgeous.
This is the original.
Oh, you cross your eyes like the Cowardly Lion just now.
Don't let it bring me no bad news.
Don't let Gordon hit me.
So if you're like, let's say you're Harrison coming to visit for New Year's Eve in a couple of weeks. Just be ready. We're going to watch The Wiz. And we're going to watch Mary J. Blige over and over and over again. Because I just, it is just... And when she dipped her little shoulder, and one of the reviews that I read said, was Mary J. Blige born to dance with a shovel? I think yes, because she just does this little shovel thing. And it's my favorite thing when someone who can't dance, but just, Cher does it all the time. Cher just jumps into like one piece of choreography
George Michael
and then
the same
stands
thing.
Back forward. And you're like, oh, God bless you, girl.
I loved it.
You had to learn what you learned one shoulder shake right. And we think you're a dancer. You're a dancer.
Cross step kick. You're out.
She's gone. All right, yes. That's it. Make up your own segments now. Goodbye.
Oh. Well, I have a little.
I'm excited.
Oh.
Pass.
Why are we? Put
what's
his
happening?
Mike, oh, Jason, put the phone up to the mic. Where's the speaker on your phone?
Right here.
Okay, Josh.
We're not gonna put me up to the mic.
Yep.
Okay.
I just said.
So for those of you listening and watching, Jason has his phone. He's doing a live video chat with our friend.
Connecting.
What'd you do?
Yes. Volume is.
He's doing a live video chat on his phone with
volume
our friend. I never can pronounce his last name. I call him Josh Mountain Lioness. It's Maglianus.
He can mount my lion.
What is it, Maglianus? Right, he's in Seattle. He's in Seattle, Washington, and Jason has chatted with him. Hi, Josh. Welcome to our studio virtually.
Can you hear him?
Hi, Clayton. It's been many years.
It has not been many years. I saw you 2 years ago at Charlie's.
Well, that's many.
It's not. It's two.
Okay.
Yeah, they're right here. Champagne bottles are everywhere.
Well, and wine.
Jason, it doesn't matter. You're not nearly old enough for him. He likes old people.
Who, me or Josh?
So Josh does.
So when are you going to start dating?
I wish I could date him. But
as soon as that one's unconscious,
away.
I'm thinking.
Hanukkah!
I can't, hang on, Josh, I can't, yeah, I know you're talking, it's lovely, but I can't hear you.
Wait, what did you say, Josh?
I said The Wiz was very well done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dorothy and her innocence was amazing. Neo was
amazing.
Let's talk about...
Well, this isn't your show, Josh. You're not taking over. We're not talking about anything.
No, but let's talk about what?
I always take over, sweetie.
I don't have a trust fund. Anyway.
So I got to interrupt this. I have to interrupt this stranger for just a second. Because I cut off Barbara many... I had to cut off Barbara many, many times. But now it's time to give Shanice Williams her true glory. At the end of the show when she sang Home... A Star was. She gave you Home the original song. She gave you Be a Lion, but when she gave you Home the reprise at the end, truly a star was born. It was one of the most beautiful, beautiful renditions of that song I have ever heard, including Stephanie Mills, who is the best, but she was right up there. She just gave you. Are you playing it? I feel like you're going to play it.
Semi.
The thing I wrote about. There's all this talk about diversity and like why this was an important show to put on and everything. I loved all that. This is her.
Mm-hmm. When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love overflowing. I wish I was home. I wish I was back there with the things I've been knowing.
Sounds live-ish.
When that makes the tall grass bend into leaning, suddenly the raindrops that fall, they have meaning, sprinkling the scene. Makes it all so clean.
It's lovely.
It is lovely.
It was beautiful.
NBC will descend upon us and kill us all later.
But the point is that it was funny the way she sang it. So, look, we provided commentary on it.
Oh. Yeah. But I really think...
Does anyone want to discuss the fact that there were morons that couldn't figure out why it was an all-black cast?
Oh, that I totally thought that was interesting.
No, we talked about that at the beginning, that if you're asking for why it's not diverse...
No, not just that. But I mean, but like, let's they go were to
online
the trim, like,
bitching.
Big time. Not like, just yeah. a white.
When are they
going to
have an all white version of The Wiz? It's 1939. Right. Jesus Christ.
But where did these people come from that they would not know?
They are the gun. They are the gun people in Texas.
They're
no,
voting
no,
for
no.
Trump.
One of them came from Western New York. One of them came from Western New York, who's a theater major, who was like,
shut
well,
up.
If they can have a black girl in The Sound of Music, why can't they have a white? It's not the point. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not going to cast George Washington. I don't know.
Difficult to
cast
him.
Anywhere I go, I'm
going to
sound racist when I say it.
It doesn't
but
matter.
The point of this is that it's the black, and that's why the poppy scene.
I want to bring
heroine,
things back locally, real quickly.
Okay, please
give
do.
Shout out
because I'm just
going to
sound wrong no matter how
to
I say that.
To our okay. friend Jeremy Morse. You know J-Mo.
I do know J-Mo.
Did you see his video?
I don't. No, I didn't.
Our friend Jeremy Morse.
I haven't seen Jeremy in a while.
Well. He's dancing, and this is what he said. He said, it's been a long time since I felt up to dancing, and I'm still not up to my power, but dancing makes me love my life. So he put a video of himself just dancing in his hotel room.
Oh, that is Jeremy. I saw that.
That's Jeremy.
Is that in the gold or the red
yeah.
shorts? Or the?
In the Speedo, yeah.
I saw that, but I realized that's who that was.
Yeah, this is him.
Oh, my God.
And it's gone viral. Our friend Jeremy, 588,000 views
oh, wow.
since Sunday.
Shut up.
And featured on New Next Now,
no, I mean,
on advocate.com. Sorry. he's like an internet sensation right now.
That's fantastic.
Dancing
I did not know that.
Way. Seriously, 600,000 views.
Uzo Aduba. And there is no bigger fan of Uzo than me. I just wanted her to be, because if you've ever heard her sing, and I have the cast album right. from Godspell, mm-hmm. like she's an amazing,
she's amazing
singer. She's an amazing trained singer. And I was
that
just,
makes my basement wet just listening to
her sing.
So, she's incredible.
Amen.
But so seriously, the Wiz.
Because she's talking about.
And
all
I hope
stuff.
You're tipsy because of Hanukkah.
And we are. I am. We are. It's all good. This one, I shared this on Facebook today, and I'm only saying this because you just were talking about something that was on Facebook. There's a new app, and I downloaded it, and I haven't got to play with it yet. It's called Smule.
Grinder's not new.
Smule, S-M-U-L-E. It is a karaoke app that you can sing with.
Oh, yeah.
And earlier today, there was a video posted, and I loved the song, which was part of why I watched it. The other one is because the guy singing with Anastasia is really, really cute.
He's a button.
And I'm already stalking him.
Oh,
so, there's a. So, this is a karaoke version of Anastasia's I'm Out of Love.
Yeah.
And she sings live in
it. Social, interactive, and collaborative.
The app pairs you with two different people, and you can sing live in this app. And this guy's name is Sonny, I'm going to get it wrong, Sonny Sine, who was on Holland's Voice. He is a great, great singer. He's cute as a button, and apparently he does shows.
He sounds just like him.
No, wait till he sings.
Oh, my bad.
Here you go.
Wait.
I love it that he harmonizes. I like that when it's not his turn to shine, he harmonizes with her.
Yes.
Takes the harmony very
so-
nice.
Because I learned from Al Perkins years ago how to stalk people, I immediately went to his Facebook page and I messaged him, and he's already emailed me back. Because I'm like,
what's his name?
His name is Sonny Sine. He was on Holland's Voice, but he apparently does shows. It almost looks like a cruise ship, but I don't think it is.
Sinay.
Sonny Sonny.
Found him.
Sonny. And he is adorable. He's been on several talent shows. A cute kid.
15,000 of you like him.
He's a great, great. I was on board.
Typically replies within an hour.
Yep, and that's exactly he within minutes.
That's like high quality stuff.
Oh my god, he looks like your ex.
Typically replies within an hour.
What's your ex's name?
Shane.
No, Shane. He looks like Shane kind of.
No, he doesn't.
You have those eyebrows and teeth. Yeah, he does.
Sure doesn't.
I thought that almost immediately too.
That he does or doesn't?
He does.
But the coolest
thing, Hanukkah.
I think what the coolest thing about this was to me is it's Anastasia, and she willingly got online from, I guess, their headquarters, Smule's headquarters, and did this video with this guy. And I think that's what's fantastic.
She's not doing anything else.
Thank you.
Right, she's free.
Who gives a shit? She's still got a hell of a voice. To me,
I have a question. How does it work?
Apparently, I don't know this. I'm assuming I just downloaded it. I haven't had time to play it, and I'm not a singer. I don't know if you knew this or not. But apparently, you pair up with other people. I can't sing. You pair up with other people, and then that's how you get this. You can do a side. The app pulls you together from the camera on your phone, and you sing to a track, and you do. That's how it does it.
Your business.
Oh, I see. She's already sang her part and you just drop yours in.
But that was live. That was because at one point she says.
Oh, no, she interacts with him.
Yeah, no, she's interacting because she says, I want the next verse.
You can hear each other. Like, you can obviously hear. She's like, I can't see you. And he's like, I'm here. And then they start singing.
What if you don't have a camera on your phone?
Oh, Jesus Christ, Barbara.
What the fuck
just
is wrong?
Kidding.
God damn it.
What technology
How
do you
did
have?
Stupid people get in here?
First of all, we got to work on your credit.
No, I just want to make sure that everyone
she's
knows.
She's on Tots.
That Frau Merkel.
Todd's on mine.
Oh, Frau Merkel.
Frau Merkel.
For those of you not following the chat room, Frau Merkel has been conjured up. So we have a toast to Frau Merkel.
Amina is now dancing to Anastasia. Yeah. Thank you, Amina, for dancing there. Yeah, it's all good.
They bugged her. They didn't arrest her. They just bugged her.
Why do I? Do I feel like we're? Oh, I know what I know the segment that I wanted to share with you all.
Good night.
No.
We don't ever do good night. This thing will still be going on with your dad.
I got 28 minutes left in our time slot here. I was going to share with you, this time of year, there's oftentimes people come up with holiday albums.
Oh, good.
And I wanted to share with you all some lesser known holiday albums.
Is this from like Besson Show?
No. if you direct your attention to the screen.
This is my terrier.
Jesus loves a terrier.
So one of the first, these are lesser known albums that are from the holiday season. This one is called Where We Hid the Bodies Last Christmas.
I like it.
You're going to make me cry.
Hanukkah!
This is actually a legitimate album, but the tracks on it include, this is Barbra Streisand Christmas.
True.
Tracks include Oh Holy Night, Little Drummer Boy, and Oh Wait, Isn't She a Jew?
Yeah.
I own that. I'm sure you do, too.
Yeah. Now, because her version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas makes me cry in grocery stores.
Have yourself.
Now, this one, and timely enough, coming up this Thursday is Dolly Parton's Code of Many Colors. Coming up. This one is a Dolly and Kenny Christmas. Hey, y'all, we killed a deer.
I believe those two did.
This is from the 60s, an RCA classic called A Very Merry Four-Way. I don't know if anybody remembers that one.
Albus! Nice. He's had four decks up his horn.
Two things.
Two things.
First off, these were brought to you by the good people of Firestone Tires.
Yes,
these Christmas albums,
yes, they were.
You got them at the Firestone store, or you could buy them at Kmart.
Or at Big O.
And they had my favorite Christmas carol of all time, Stephen Eady singing... Just hear those sleigh bells. No. What's the one about... The snow is falling,
and friends are
calling. Friends are calling you.
And friends are calling you. Who? It's a lovely weather.
And you. People always tell me, like, how did I ever make it to, like, 19 years old without ever hearing I'll Be Home for Christmas. The only way I knew about Christmas music was from the Firestone collection, and no one in the Firestone Christmas music had ever played the I'll Be Home for Christmas.
This one?
Wait.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling.
No, yes, it is. Listen.
It is.
Come on, it's lovely.
Yeah, it's down. It sounds like Regis and Joy.
I got some corn for popping.
Yeah, that's it.
Giddy up, giddy up. People yelling, yoo-hoo!
I got some corn for popping.
I brought corn for Papa.
I'm sure we'll get there. Yeah. But let's continue.
But anyway, Stephen Eady. I love me some
Stephen Eady. So let's continue. So the other one.
That cover is a Firestone Christmas album.
This next album is a special. If you want to stay awake for the holidays.
Can the viewers see it?
It's a cocaine.
Yes, that's what it's for.
It's all for cocaine for Christmas.
That's why Nero thinks we're professional.
This is the live out.
Cocaine for Christmas. Brighter smiles and bigger eyes.
We're going to be awake.
Continue. How did Nero just say that?
I want to dance with someone who loves me.
This show is look professional. Really?
Careful.
That's what I said.
Now, for those of you who get annoyed by Christmas, and everybody does, I mean, it's a very hipster Christmas.
I personally don't.
That's she
don't.
And him.
No. Yeah,
that's the name of the band. That's she and him.
Now, is that Zoe Chanel?
Yeah, Zoe Chanel.
She's snorting. Everybody, she's
and
snorting.
Not everybody can have.
The weird part is I'm destroying your fake Christmas thing because I know all the real albums.
Sorry, that's fine.
Hanukkah!
I don't get it. You're the only old person in the room that knows this shit.
You get grandma in the room and she knows everything from Firestone Christmas albums to She and Him. Yeah.
The Ford Motor Company presents
She and Him.
It's an 8-track tape, right. Now, this poor group...
Can the audience see me pointing to it?
No.
No, because right now that's all they see.
That's all they see.
Barbara, let me explain to you how this works. That is all they see right now. There's no camera
if
on you.
If it were on the green screen...
But do you want to point to them and unfriend them? Because that's not how it works either.
That's not how any of this works.
Hey, Ashley Cacciadorian, come back to the door.
Amina, can you see us?
Nope. She can see that.
Now, Barbara...
And not that.
Now, Barbara,
show me on the dollar if she didn't touch you.
Now they can see you.
Now they can see you.
Hi. Now,
that's what the viewers see.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus. All right. So
it's really a sad Christmas for everybody.
Continuing on.
Yeah,
wait, can you put the album here?
No. Cannot.
Refuses to.
Refuses to.
Right. Possibly could, decided not to.
Continuing on with the Motown sound. Actually, this is on, I think, Mercury Records.
What is he doing?
A lesser known.
Fuck Camelback Mountain.
A lesser known album by a boy group called We Got a Bad Tree.
I wondered what happened to Boys to Men.
Got a bad tree.
We got a bad tree.
I thought that
tree.
Was actually 98 degrees.
Oh, you know what? Can I just go to the German? If you've ever heard Aretha Franklin piss all over O Tannenbaum, you got yourself a bad tree.
Yeah, I thought she said O Tannenbaum when she put on that dress.
She did many things right, but her O Tannenbaum really makes you want to go Jewish.
Now this next one, and trust me,
Hanukkah.
If I'd have been younger, if I was a young, actually, I would have had been older. But if Johnny Mathis would have shown up somewhere, and I could
have told there'd be no math.
And if I could have attacked him when he was young, because he's a beautiful. I still love his voice. I'm going to go see him.
He's coming back here in February, I think.
Yeah. Celebrating like 60 years in showbiz. But this is a lesser known Christmas album of his. Yeah. My Ass is Cold.
No, this album should be called Black People Don't Live in This Weather.
Black people do not live in inclement weather. My Ass is in Georgia is what that's called.
Oh. Barbara, as much as you touch that green wall, it's not going to change you being on anything.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful. And the fire.
However, right
let
there.
It snow, let it snow, let it snow. Yeah, that's the song I mean. Let it. That's the one by Stephen Eady.
Well,
oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And then we got a place to go. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Though it doesn't show storms to stop in. I brought some corn for Hanukkah. That's the Stephen Eady version I love.
Oh, I have to suffer through a commercial.
Will
standby.
The locker there.
Listen, Steve Serna.
Fucking Carlson all of a sudden wants to be a weather girl. God, you give her a...
This is it?
That's it. Fast forward a little bit. Get to the goods. Get to where they sell
as
it.
As long as you love me so.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
And you know what commentary on the song is? It's
the hostage song.
Yeah. No, that's Baby It's Cold Outside.
Oh, it's cold. That's a great song.
Bye, Nero.
She's dead.
Stab.
Steve Lawrence is still alive.
Awake? We don't know if he's awake, Clayton, but he might be alive.
And you know how when people die and no one asks them if they were Hell and Ready fans, so there's no accurate numbers of how many Hell and Ready fans are left?
He was
same
a Hell
with
Ready
Stephen
fan.
Eady.
Wait. I gotta pause this.
Just for the record,
Hold on.
I am a Helen Reddy fan.
Me too.
Hang on a minute.
Yeah.
I'll be your candle on the water.
My love for you will always burn.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Deep down inside.
What the fuck did you just say?
I said, you know how when people die and no one asks them if they were a Helen Reddy fan, so you don't know how many Helen Reddy fans are left? We can't get an accurate number. It's the same with Steve and Edie. Like, Grandma, you're dying. Did you love Steve and Edie?
Raise your hand if you love Steve and Edie.
Nobody raise their hand.
What the hell is going on?
Steve and Edie are totally different than Helen.
This show has
gone off the rails. Thank you, Pig.
Just.
I don't know.
Lakai, thank you for
speaking
the same thing.
Here we go.
What in the hell is going on?
Here we go. That's Aretha Franklin does Les Miserables.
What song is that?
Sadly. I dreamed a dream. About three quarters of the way through, Aretha Franklin's been singing. Aretha Franklin's been singing for like 3.5 minutes, and she finally like acknowledges the lyrics that she's singing, and she says,
What the fuck am I singing?
If you've not heard I Dreamed a Dream by Aretha Franklin, buy it, steal it off of us.
What in the hell is going on?
But she, in the middle of the song, she just realizes there's a tiger in this story. You know how Aretha and Luther thought they could sing anything?
Oh, they could.
But then midway through the recording sessions, they would express their real opinions, and this is what she was saying.
He's dead.
Luther Vandross?
Luther Vandross is
Say
still
it
dead.
Or play it. Still dead. He died of the death. He got the sugar beaties.
And then the other thing that people often...
He's dead.
One of the other things that Al's more credited with saying is this.
Sit down and butter your muffins, cunt flap.
Oh, Jesus, what the hell is that?
Hanukkah!
Don't you remember?
No. Oh, that's my favorite.
Sit down and butter your muffins, cunt flap.
Oh, that's him!
That is him!
I really don't come across as Christmassy as I mean to in that expression.
God, no. Yes, you do. That's my favorite thing you've ever heard.
And before we forget, in this season of loveliness and tenderness and belief in a fake baby in a manger, here we go.
Grace! It's Christmas, for goodness sake! Think about the baby Jesus. Up in that tower letting his hair down. So that the three wise men can climb up and spin the dreidel and see that there's 6 more weeks of winter.
And with that.
And we call that
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. Drink, people.
But the tigers come at night.
What the hell is going on? What's happening?
Ryan
is a total Ivy McHotterson.
Oh, me. He's a mazeballs. He's like the hottest hottie that ever hottied.
He's like a hottie times infinity plus another infinity. And his smile is totes adorbs.
Totes my goats. It's cray cray adorbs.
Totes my goats.
Look at me now. What the hell is going on?
It's like a greatest hits packages of all the things you've ever done with your finger. Over there.
You can't imagine what I can do with my finger.
What is this
I
one?
I don't know
what this one is.
Well, wait. I'm dating a Jew.
You could get shot.
You could get shot. I don't know what that
Hello?
One's
Play the cunt flaps one again. What is that?
Does it mean
it was you had said something during the show and you had said this, I forget what we were talking about, and she says, I want that to be a soundbite, so I isolated it and that's how it got. And I call it, it's called Butter Your Muffins, and it's you.
Sit down and butter your muffins, cunt flaps.
Very carrot. All right, are we ready for the last? All right. Calm down.
That is we want to hear Al. Al wants to
Let's
hear
wrap
Al
this
again.
Up. Oh. Butter your muffins, cunt flaps. Turns out it's something I say during the holidays.
You do.
It's going to make me cry. When you get sentimental.
When I think of home, I think of a place where there's cunt flaps overflowing.
Havana,
Happy Hanukkah!
Now, don't you think if they want
Baruch Atah Anai.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Happy flaps.
She's been
No. Get the Exorcist, because I don't know what the fuck that was.
Oh, are we ready for? We have 15 minutes. We're ready for thought.
We're ready. We're ready.
Here we go. It goes like this. Here we go. Good God.
And now, thoughtful vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when important questions come up several hours after alcohol has been served. Politics, religion, why not? What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? Good luck.
Oh my God, look at an ant.
This is not how she wants to be remembered.
What else do you want?
We were off the air. Off the air.
Oh, I'll put some holiday behind you, Barbara. Point out on the tree where you got hurt.
Yeah. Point out on the tree where you like the bulb to get you.
Oh, Jesus.
No, it's where Santa wants to touch you.
I want you to fuck me under the tree.
Where are the cookies?
Oh, my God.
Hanukkah.
I don't understand, though, because the camera's
why
over there.
Why didn't you put a menorah up?
I don't have a menorah shot.
Well, it's Hanukkah.
I like this shot better, by the way.
Okay, good.
All right, we've got all fresh people. If
you can see that the window's open, look what a beautiful night it is.
It is
outside the space station.
Live from the set of Gravity.
Interstellar. Oh, there's George Clooney.
Sandra Bullock just floated by.
No, George Clooney. Still out there.
Okay.
All right. We got some different people here. Barbara, we'll start with you to let Marnie off the hook.
Thank you. I love you for that.
That terrified white happens. Girl face ain't going to help you.
What are we going
to
do?
What's your favorite live performance?
Of
all time.
Anything.
Yeah.
Joy.
Actually,
spotless vulgarity.
Here's the
and it can't be you.
It can't be your own.
Is this really all time?
All time. Favorite live performance.
Yes.
Okay. Ooh.
Not at any memorial.
Wait. Whitney Houston on the American Music Awards. I love you, Porgy.
That answered my question because you don't have to be present to win. You didn't have to be there. Okay, got it.
Wait, so they had to be live.
Present or
you?
They had to be live. You could be wherever you needed to be. You could be from the space shuttle.
Wherever you need it to be.
I've never heard Whitney do I Loves You Porgy. I'm very intrigued. I need to
find
this.
It's a must YouTube moment. I just shared it.
You
not
just
too
turned
long
down
ago.
Two movies that I suggested to you, so you think I'm going to listen to you now, bitch?
True.
Hanukkah. God bless everyone.
But I take advice from friends, so I'll probably watch it.
It was at the tail end of the Bodyguard thing, like after she'd done all the awards. And so she did this mega medley, and it started off with Porgy and Bess.
Okay.
It's seriously like, and actually, Clayton, I shared it a couple years ago, and you went on this tangent on it. Do you remember?
I vaguely do remember that, but I'm going to cue it up here in just a second.
But I do love I Loves You, Porgy. All right.
No, that's sorry.
Weird. All right, okay.
They turned over like 12 minutes of prime time to her and let her sing just...
Well, you should. I mean...
Well, can you shut up for a second?
She never sang Dream Girls.
Reva.
No, she sings Dream Girls in this.
Reva.
Oh, okay.
She does I Tell You I'm Not Going in it.
The orchestra. You've heard of the orchestra? Listen to this.
Can you turn it up? I can't hear it.
I love you. Party.
It's an unbelievable moment. He just said, yeah.
All right, Carlton, yours. We got to be out of the air in 12 minutes.
But we can watch it in the living room later.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Yeah, we'll get there.
I can't hear you.
Wow. And
what
by
is
the way,
your favorite live performance
of anything?
It wasn't
a Madonna moment.
With you,
we can't
honestly,
talk about Madonna. We know she's not a live singer.
My favorite live performance was watching...
Me, not you.
Sorry, Barbara Seville. But going to see live Broadway.
Oh, yeah.
What show did you see?
Gypsy, Wicked.
No, Wicked. So when Tay-Tay turns,
walked out. And the audience gasped.
When he walks out in the white pants.
White pants, riding pants. Turned around, the whole audience was like...
He took over for what's his butt?
Fiero.
Yeah, he was Fiero. And his ass stopped the audience cold.
Oh, I didn't think it was the ass. I thought it was
1,500 people in the audience, and 1,500 people said, "Oh,
damn!"
And, that's, and he that's is a not exaggerating. Ass. He turned around in those white tight pants, yep.
and everybody
made some grunt of satisfaction.
Al and I were third row, center stage. Amazing tickets. And Al and I grabbed each other and said, "Oh my fucking God. That is a hot man." Yeah. "And who is it?" And then he turned around and it was Tay Diggs. And we were like, "Oh my God."
Yeah, it was a surprise substitution because Norman Butts had broke his leg.
Leo Sayer.
And it was they brought in Idina Menzel's husband.
Yep, at the time.
And at the time.
We were only like 5-6 weeks into the run. We were brand new to the Wicked. No one knew about Wicked yet.
And that was an amazing show. That's gonna be my favorite show. That's what I'm going to remember forever.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm going to also remember all
and me dozing through the first act going, "Is she saying I'm limited? What the fuck am I watching?"
Yeah.
And then they get to the key change, and I'm like, "Oh, I love this show." And he's like, "Oh, you woke up now, bitch?"
That's what I said.
I forgot about seeing Patti LuPone on Broadway doing Gypsy. That was life-changing.
I also will always remember you and I seeing Annie Get Your Gun on Broadway. And... waiting in a blizzard.
No, that was Gypsy. We saw Gypsy on Broadway.
It was a redhead.
I've seen a lot of shows.
Redhead on stage. Nobody cares.
We saw Gypsy with Bernadette Peters, and she was astounding. That was amazing. Amazing.
Anyway, so that
was amazing.
Whatever.
Ryer, same question.
Just give it to an aunt.
Question is, what's your favorite live performance?
Actually, I know.
Chili Cook-Off 2004.
Chili Cook-Off 2004 is really where I wanted to go with that. But that's all for you, Annette. Chili Cook-Off 2004. That's my answer. If I give an honest answer, easily, this is such a lesbian...
Bye, Anne. Thank you.
Such a lesbian answer.
Oh, no.
But forgive me.
Indigo but Girls?
Actually, not that lesbian.
Melissa Etheridge. Live in 95.
But it was her doing singing Scarecrow at Gamage right after... She had written it like right after the release of the album, and everybody, it was that, and she had done a back-to-back where she was just out there playing the piano, and then the piano goes away and just a spotlight is on her and she's doing this on the stage.
She didn't have a bell.
Did not have a bell.
Oh, sorry. She didn't have a bell.
It was just her a cappella.
If I were a bell, I'd be ringing.
I go ding dong, ding dong.
Singing Scarecrow. And that whole idea with Matthew Shepard and the whole nine yards, it really was powerful. It was just mesmerizing, actually, her alone on stage doing that was mesmerizing. No.
Michael, share hers. It's easier. I'll fight you.
Probably me.
Really?
Except not.
Actually, it's always to give in a plug-in.
Yes, she does. You know her that well, yes.
Yes, very much so. I would have to say my most memorable and favorite live performance would have been Mystère by Cirque du Soleil in Vegas when I was a kid.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I love that.
And what about that grabbed you? Like, what was the big thing for that?
Follow-up question.
Thank you, Real Rackham.
I would say that is actually my dream.
Was it the whole spectacle, like the entirety of the show, like you're like amazing, or was there one thing that happened, you're like, what the fuck is that?
I would have to say that kind of being a performer and seeing, and I forget what character he plays, it was a red, I want to say a bird, that was throughout the whole show. He would come out and he was a contortionist, an acrobatic, a tumbler, and just watching him come in and out and just acting, it, like portraying something, actually caught my eye, and ever since then, that's been my dream. So when I saw Kuza a couple years ago, it was
Vegas.
My next favorite performance by them.
Okay.
And so if you have the chance, that's what you'd want to do.
Not if I have the chance. That is what I'm going to do.
Oh, well.
So we're going to be planning a Vegas trip at some point. There's that. Okay.
The greatest thing I've ever seen live was Betty Buckley at the Gammages.
Saw that. I was there.
And the fact that she was amazing. Like, she really did. She sold every single thing, but Come On, Come On was where I lost my mind and cried like a little girl.
Oh, okay.
But I actually have to say, the fact that show just kept going, and that it was standing ovation after standing ovation, and no one would let her leave, and she finally said, I have nothing left to perform. Yeah. Like, we're out of things to do. And someone suggested the song from Tender Mercy.
That was me! I swear to God.
Was that you?
I was just getting ready to interrupt you with that. I gave her flowers, I swear to God.
And said the song from Tender Mercies. And she had her assistant or someone go run to her dressing room.
She says, I don't think we know it. I don't think we have that. I swear to God. I gave her flowers during one of the curtain calls, and she looked at me, and I was on my way back up the aisle, and it was an awkward moment. I swear to God. I go, Over You.
Yeah.
And she sang Over You from Tender Mercy.
And she sang it. It was just her. It was either her and a guitar or a piano, because they didn't have the music for the whole
orchestra.
It was the piano guy.
Because that's her constant accompanist.
It was...
Since Kenny.
It was spectacular, but there was not a dry eye in the house, and that concert would not end. Mm. And she kept saying, don't you have babysitters? Don't you have somewhere to be? Like, we don't...
That's hysterical, because after the show was over, she held court in her dressing room like Norma Desmond. It was unreal.
Mm. And it was one of the most beautiful... But she did Come On, Come On. It's a Mary Chapin Carpenter song.
Oh, I love that song.
And it's one of the most beautiful songs. And her singing it live was one of the most life-changing... And I wanted to applaud with everyone else, but I was feeling all the Adele feelings. I was having like a full-on moment of like everything you could possibly feel in one chair.
I saw that show
for $60, and it was probably the best live performance ever. Clayton McKee.
It's a twofer with me. One, in-person live seeing Tina Turner in concert, when I hands down still I think the best concert I've ever seen in my life. Period. And when. The stage, and I've talked about this before, when she was here in Phoenix, when that arm lifted up and swung out, and she was without a net, if you will. I don't know who net is.
I don't know who net is, but she was
there. There were no rails. There was nothing. No. She was standing complete free to fall off of this, probably about maybe as wide as this table, if that.
Yeah.
In full high heels, running back and forth and on this thing over the fucking audience. It was amazing. And it's in the concert that I bought that I have on DVD. That in person was the most amazing one. But when I listen back, one of my favorite live concerts is Judy Garland, 1963, Carnegie Hall. I don't know how you do that show.
How old were you?
He was in a radio.
Well, I was like eighth row center. I was there. Fuck you, bitch.
He was in the band.
He was in the radio.
Again, you that entire concert, and it's just astounding to me. That
and I wish there was a video to go with that, because the audio is
phenomenal.
And I have told people many times, I didn't have that album or CD as a child, and someone loaned me the CD, and we were supposed to be driving from BS West after a shift to go to dinner, and I never met him for dinner. He was like, oh, I just
picked
up the
CD. You wanted to sit in the car and listen to it?
I just listened to it and drove around town and finally just went home sobbing uncontrollably.
It's amazing.
The beauty of Judy live
when
at
she
Carnegie.
Sings some of so just the emotion that she comes through with. It's astounding.
Every single song was perfect.
That is all we have.
And that, quite frankly, one of the people that I would think everyone here could agree upon, Bette Midler.
Oh God. Mm-hmm.
Truly. I mean, that I have.
She
seen
did hello in there one
many
year.
Many of her
in her concert, and I was doomed
here, Vegas, Minnesota, and just undeniably one of the best performers ever. And when she's singing, you're just.
Well, she did Stay With Me here in Phoenix this last time. I was inconsolable. It was like an ugly cry.
Yeah,
yeah. But I have to say, Donna Summer's the reason. Donna Summer's voice live is why I believe in God, and I say that all the time.
When Donna she Summers,
sings, yeah, when her Donna Summers Summer. Voice apostrophe. But when she sings live, that's what made me believe in God. And somebody posted the other day her singing Natural Woman live from her 2005 tour, and you just hear Donna Summer rip into Aretha Franklin, and it's
is she mad at it?
Yep, she was.
All right, everybody, we've done it. 3.5 hours of God exciting show Dave. Coming to you live from Studio C, Phoenix, Arizona. We do it every Tuesday. Thank you for being with us, everybody in the chat room. Whew, wherever you are in the world, thank you very, very much for joining us. We do it every week. Join us again next week, if you will. It's Barbara Seville, Jason Carlton, Marnie Ryer, Michelangelo, Al Perkins. I'm Clayton McKee. We will wrap up tonight's show and leave you with this parting thought. We will
see you next Tuesday.
Cut, bitches.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America.